speaking with head coach of the Hastings High Tigers, Coach Charlie Shoemaker. Coach Shoemaker, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks a lot.
So it was a little bit of a tough loss last week against York, another very good team you guys have had to face this year. What didn't go right for you in last week's game?
Well, you know, we started out real well early. You know, we stopped them and had a three and out, drove all the way down, had a protection issue on a third or fourth third down, and so we had to punt. But then we pinned them back down there. Well, that they ended up going 99 yards, I think, on that next drive. But we felt like there was a lot of bright spots. We thought our defense at times played well. You know, Garrett Snodgrass is a tremendous player, and there was times we were there, and he just ran right through the tackles. But we kind of summed it up with about seven pretty bad mistakes for us. We had about 5 minutes in the third quarter that just ended up being a disaster, and all of a sudden we were down 35-7. So, but we felt like, for the most part, we'd kind of like to have it back and maybe play it again.
Yeah, I think I definitely agree with you there. Like, towards the end of the second quarter and the beginning of the third, there was a few mistakes that kind of led to the 35-7 deficit. Do you think if those mistakes were cleaned up, the game could have been a lot different?
I do. You know, I was kicking myself when we threw that interception before half. We had pretty good field position. We'd been moving the ball. I told myself we should probably just run the football and run the clock out and go into the locker room 14-7. We didn't. We ended up being down 21-7, and then third quarter, the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, we just had two special teams gaffes, and there it was. So that's what I told our kids. You know, I said I really thought the effort was great. It was a tremendous team, obviously, that we were playing, and I thought we were there, you know, blow to blow the whole game for the most part, except for just a few things.
Yeah, and if we take out that little stretch where you jumped down 35-7, it was 14-7 before that, and then after the 35-7 part, you guys ended up winning the rest of the game, I think 14-7, so it would have been 21-21. Would you say the team still battled pretty hard in the end of the third and the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I do. You know, we just, that third quarter, we really weren't on offense much, and we had some really good things going in the first half, so that was disappointing and frustrating and all those things. But you know, when you have if you have 5 minutes of bad play and three or four or five big mistakes against a team like that, that's what they do to you, you know. So hopefully we can learn from that because we've got a couple of opponents coming up here next that are going to be very similar.
Yes, tonight is one of those opponents, and we'll get to them in a little bit. But and we've talked about this all year, the tough schedule you guys have had. Do you think that's made the team a little bit harder, a little bit better throughout the year, having this tough schedule?
I think so. You know, I mean, the first couple weeks were rough, and I know we've talked about it before, but we just feel like you can always harken back to the first couple weeks with these guys and say, you know, you've played teams like this before, so all you got to do is just go out and play your game and execute and give a great effort, and I think our kids have done that.
Did you guys have a good week of practice this week?
Yeah, we did, you know, and it just seems like every week it just gets a little bit better, a little bit better, and that's what you want. You know, you want to be playing well this time of year because this is when it really matters, and there's a lot of shifting that goes on with points and things if you can get an upset win or just get a win every week. So, you know, our kids have done a great job every week of coming back to work.
And does this last loss that you guys had last week, do you think it's motivated the kids a little bit, especially with a playoff spot in reach there?
Well, you know, we talk every week. You know, all of our goals are still in front of us, and we haven't talked so much about, you know, how it impacts us or whatnot. We're just trying to get better every day, and every week we come out, try to get better, and hopefully those things will take care of themselves. And, you know, I believe that, you know, if we can, you know, win two out of the three here, we're going to have a really good seed. And so, you know, that's kind of our goal right now, but obviously our biggest goal is to win the game.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll have more for you with head coach Charlie Shoemaker right after this on ESPN 1550. Back here on ESPN 1550, speaking with the head coach of the Hastings High Tigers, Charlie Shoemaker. So you got Seward coming into town this week, another top 10 opponent. What are the keys to this game?
Well, somehow try to find a way to contain the Krause kid. He's a tremendous player. He might be, honestly, in my opinion, might be the best quarterback in Class B. I don't even know, maybe all class. I don't know. He, he's a heck of a player, and he's really improved from his sophomore year. Every year he's just gotten a little bit better, and he seems to have taken a bigger jump this year. He's got a real big host of receivers to throw to. They've got a nice line. They've got a good running back. So offensively, they're very strong. Defensively, they're very efficient, and then they play well defensively. So, you know, we're going to have to be efficient on offense, take care of the football, score some points. You know, we're not going to shut these guys down by any means. So, we're going to have to try to keep their offense off the field by having our offense have a nice night.
And then something you didn't do last week, but you have done a decent job throughout the year, is winning the turnover battle. How important is that tonight?
Yeah, you know, last week was really kind of out of character. We've really done a good job of taking care of the ball, and I think our penalties were fairly low last week. So if we continue to do that stuff, and, you know, obviously field position is going to be important. Special teams errors are going to be important. We've got to make sure we limit those. And it's just going to take a whole team effort tonight to take care of business.
Yeah, but this is the second time you've had a top 10 team at home this year. Do you think being at home helps a little bit?
I hope so. Any advantage we can get, we'll take for sure. But, you know, in the past it's been really good games between us and Seward, so I expect the same tonight. A couple years ago we were at their place and we were down 21 and came back and beat them. Last year they gave it to us pretty good. And so hopefully our kids are ready to go and get that win tonight.
How exactly are you going to slow down Joseph Kress? Do you have an idea, or are you just going to leave it up on the defense, or are you going to try to keep the offense on the field longer? We know you're a quick-hitting offense, and what's the plan for Joseph? Because he, like you said, I'd agree, he's probably one of the best quarterbacks in the state.
Yeah, you know, we've really worked with our guys on the defensive line this week of trying to just keep him contained, because once he gets out, he's going to take off, and he might throw it. You know, that's the toughest part. It's almost kind of been a two-part system with the defense this week. You know, really talking to those guys, you got to stay in coverage, you got to stay in coverage. Don't let those guys go, even if he's taken off. That's a little bit risky when you got a guy like him, and then that puts a lot of pressure on our front six to do that. So we'll be doing a lot of nickel, which will bring five DBs and take one of our big guys out of our 3-4. So we've been working on that all week, and hopefully that's going to be an answer for us so we can do that. We've had a great look. Our JV quarterback, Jarrett Sinek, is really going to be a tremendous player for us, and he's given us a great look all week. And we kind of think he's pretty similar, except a little bit younger than the Seward quarterback. So hopefully that's something that will help us out when we get there tonight.
Seward has played Crete, you guys have played Crete, and it was both wins for both teams. Have you looked at that film to kind of compare how you guys fared against Crete compared to them?
Yeah, you know, it was very similar, honestly. And, you know, Seward and Crete's always kind of a big game. That's a big rivalry, and you know, it was a little bit slow for Seward in the beginning, but they handled them pretty well. And as we were talking to the kids, you know, I mean, we just say, hey, we did the same thing. We did the same thing against these guys. So that was good. You know, I think that's a big confidence booster when you look at the film and look at our film when we played Crete. Obviously, none of that matters when you get out on the field. You know, you got to execute everything that you've worked on. So hopefully, we're ready to do that.
And do you think the kids that were here last year who played in the game last year have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder for last year's loss, which I know you were disappointed by last year, and do you think they're coming in with a little bit of a chip on the shoulder?
I think kids remember that stuff, you know, and I'm sure they remember 2 years ago when we came back on. So, you know, but every year's new, every year's different. You got new players that are coming in, and you get this point in the season, you can't even remember 5 weeks ago. So, you know, I mean, I think it's about the progress that you're making this year and what you did this week and what you're going to do tonight.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks a lot.
All right. We'll take a break, and we'll have the play-by-play description and starting lineups for you right after this on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
Every Thursday and Friday to enjoy great food specials at competitive prices. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop by and enjoy a slice or call it in to go. Rivals is cooking for your team. Stop in before or after the game and enjoy your favorite Rivals pizza. Rivals Bar and Grill, open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings on Osborne Drive East. Best of luck, teams!
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Bond's Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Bond's Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Bond's Printers, 2nd and Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Welcome to high school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings. Mike Spataro here with you, along with my statistician, Gino Shaw, and he will be getting you our stats tonight. Couldn't do it without him. First of all, our broadcast is brought to you by Starting Lineups, or excuse me, Five Points Bank of Hastings, Furniture Direct and Mattress Direct, Russ's Market of Hastings, Husker Power Products, B&B Carpet also. The PlatteRiverPreps.com Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure and log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com and nominate your favorite Athlete of the Month. The winner will be listed on the PlatteRiverPreps.com website, brought to you by B&B Carpet. So we will jump right into it. Tonight, it is the Hastings High Tigers at home playing against the Seward Blue Jays. Seward is 5-1 and 1-1 in district. The Hastings High Tigers are 3-3 and 1-1 in district. And now we'll get you the starting lineups, which are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Seward Blue Jays tonight, we have Gabe Nisely at running back, Parker Stroop at wide receiver and safety, Joe Krause at quarterback, Josh Sagehorn playing wide receiver and safety, Brett Meyer playing wide receiver and cornerback, Carson Kaur playing wide receiver and cornerback, Ben Myers playing wide receiver and quarterback, number 7, Davin Breeze playing running back and linebacker, Reese Foreman wide receiver and cornerback, Adam Garten plays tight end and defensive end, Caden Glant is the kicker, Tyson Franklin playing running back along with Zach Ellingson, and they also both play linebackers. And then the offensive and defensive line here for you, Dalton Abbott, Max Peary, Colton Hill, P.J. Shaben, Trevor Reeves, Tyler Lenz, and Wyatt Warner. Those are your starting lineups for the Seward Blue Jays. For the Hastings High Tigers, we have Alex Swoboda at quarterback, the 6'1 senior, Carson Shoemaker at running back, the 5'6 sophomore, Zade Widener, who is a 5'9 fullback for the Hastings High Tigers. Quentin Sinek playing wide receiver, he's 6'2. Nate Nordby, 6 feet, playing wide receiver. Jacob Schroeder, the big tight end, sitting at 6'4. Keyshawn Hunt at offensive line, along with Evan Marrera, Dawson Jacobus, Chris Glaze, and Kadem Adams. Then on defense, we have Isaiah Hunsley, Quentin Sinek, Jacob Schroeder, Austin Nauert, and Alex Swoboda all playing defensive back. McLean Witte at the linebacker position with Leif Hultein. Blake Davis and Ivan Bieber playing the inside linebackers. And then for the defensive line, we have Jack Chartelot, Keyshawn Hunt, or Chris Glaze as well. And those are your starting lineups, which are, of course, brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. So like I mentioned, it's the Hastings High Tigers here tonight playing at home against the Seward Blue Jays. These two teams played last year here at Hastings College at the Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Sports Complex here at Hastings College. Joe Krause, he went nuts last year, 11 for 17, passing 308 yards and 4 touchdowns. They only had 27 carries for 73 yards, so the running game was kind of bottled up. They did have a touchdown, only averaging 2.7 yards a carry. Hastings would ultimately lose that game 35-0. Carson Kaur for the Seward Blue Jays had four catches for 227 yards and three touchdowns. Last year, Connor Laux was the quarterback for the Hastings High Tigers. Alex Swoboda did get a little bit of playing time. Laux went 8 for 15 last year with 82 yards and an interception. Swoboda went 3 for 4 with 37 yards last year. And Hastings had a team. As a team, they carried the ball 40 times for 166 yards. That's 4.2 yards a carry. They did lose the turnover battle last year, 2-0. They had one interception and one fumble, and that's going to be key here tonight, winning the turnover battle. And give you a little weather update before we get ready for this kickoff here. 49 degrees here at Hastings College. It's cloudy, and the wind is calm. It's about 5 miles per hour coming out of the north. And for the coin toss, the Seward Blue Jays won. They decided to defer until the second half, and the Hastings High Tigers will start with the ball. And here's the kickoff. The Hastings High Tigers in orange and silver. Orange tops, silver bottoms. Seward Blue Jays in white tops and blue bottoms. Carson Shoemaker fields the kick at the 5-yard line. He gets across the 20, and he's going to be taken down right at the 23-yard line. And that is where the Hastings High Tigers will start their first drive of the night, at the 23-yard line of Seward, first and 10. If Hastings High, it's going to be a tough game here tonight. This team is very high-powered offensively. Joe Krause is a great quarterback, one of the best in the state. You heard it in the pregame. Me and Charlie Shoemaker and I were talking about Joe Krause here in the pregame. Really good. Hastings High is going to need to score some points here tonight. Here on first down, they line up in the shotgun. Swoboda drops back to throw. Going to throw a little hitch route. Caught at the 25-yard line. It's going to be taken up to the 34-yard line, where the wide receiver for the Hastings High Tigers is finally taken down. That was Quentin Sinek there on the receptions for the Hastings High Tigers. It was a 9-yard gain on first down. It's second and one now. Hastings High would be great if they could score here on this first drive. Start the game up 7-0 and keep this defense kind of on their heels. They need to be able to score tonight, as the Seward Blue Jays are very high-powered offensively with that great quarterback, Joe Krause. He's thrown 21 touchdowns this year and zero interceptions. Here on second down, they're going to hand the ball off to Carson Shoemaker. He gets a first down and then some. Comes down to the 42-yard line. A flag is thrown out at the end of the play. That is not in the area of holding. It might be, but it looks like it might be a personal foul here on the Seward Blue Jays. It is. I believe it was a face mask is what I saw the call as. Yes, it was a face mask. So that will be a 15-yard penalty here against the defense. That will move the Hastings High Tigers across midfield. A big break there after they got that first down from Carson Shoemaker. It was a 5-yard penalty. I don't know what the call was. I thought I heard face mask. But nonetheless, it was still a 5-yard penalty on the Seward Blue Jays. And that gives Hastings High a little bit more breathing room as they are now at the 47-yard line, almost the 47-yard line, their own 47, close to crossing midfield here. And they line up in the shotgun with two receivers to Swoboda's right and two to his left. They bring Carson Shoemaker in motion. Now it's Zade Wider and Shoemaker in the backfield. Swoboda takes the ball. He fakes the handoff, and he's going to be sacked. The ball is free, and it's recovered there by the Seward Blue Jays at the 31-yard line, number 34 for the Blue Jays. Number 34 for the Blue Jays hits Alex Swoboda from the blind side. Makes him lose the ball, and the same guy who sacked him recovered the fumble, number 34 for the Blue Jays. That's Tyson Franklin. Great play there by him, and that's a turnover right there for the Hastings High Tigers, as it is a little wet and rainy here tonight at Hastings College. Now Seward starts the ball at the 32-yard line of Hastings High. And here we have a penalty pre-snap. Looks like it's offsides on the Hastings High Tigers, so that'll make it first and 5. You can't do that against this team. Joe Krause, he's a good quarterback. He's a 6'2 senior sitting at 185 pounds. Like I mentioned a little bit ago, he has 21 touchdowns on the season to zero interceptions. Here on first down, they're going to throw a little screen pass. It's going to be caught. The flag comes out. He's not going to get a first down as the wide receiver for the Seward Blue Jays, as we wait to see what the call is on that flag. And it's holding against the offense here, so that's going to be a 10-yard penalty. That'll push him back to about first and 12, maybe. We'll see. It's a spot foul, so, yeah, it is going to be at first and about 12 and a half after that 10-yard penalty on the Seward Blue Jays. A little bit of a break there for the Hastings High Tigers after they had the offsides penalty. And we're still on first down. They're calling it officially first and 13 here at the 35-yard line of Hastings High. Here is the quarterback. He lines up in the shotgun formation. He fakes a pass, and he's going to throw it. Fakes a handoff. He's going to throw it. It's caught at the 30-yard line, and he's going to be taken down at the 32-yard line. They mark him down at the 31, but still lost a yard there in terms of where he caught the ball, and that's only going to be a gain of 4 yards there on first down. That'll make it second and 9. Hastings High Tigers come into this game tonight at 3-3 and 1-1 in district play. And the Seward Blue Jays come in at 5-1 and 1-1 in district play. Last time we checked, St. Cecilia, they had an early start today. They were they started at 5. They were in the fourth quarter up 14-10. We'll get you a final on that when we have one. Here's Joe Krause. He's pushed out to the near sideline here, and he's going to throw it deep, and it's going to go out of bounds here as he was looking for his big receiver downfield near the 5-yard line. Wasn't able to complete the pass there to number 5, Brett Meyer, the big wide receiver for the Seward Blue Jays. 6'4", Brett Myers. That is NFL height right there. That's a big guy. And he looks big up here. That's as big as Jacob Schroeder, who's the tight end. The tight end for Hastings High. 9:45 left to go here in the first quarter. 3rd and 9 here for the Seward Blue Jays. Would be a big stop if the Hastings Tigers can get it after that turnover by Swoboda. Here Joe Krause's looking towards the sideline, waiting for a call. Not sure how much time's left on the play clock here, but play clock, it's got to be close here. Krause drops back to throw. He's got a good pocket. He throws deep into the end zone, and it's going to be batted away. Good defense there by the Hastings High Tigers there in the secondary. That makes it 4th down. The Blue Jays are not within field goal range. They're a little too close to punt it. We'll see if they decide to go for it here. I see Krause still on the field here on this 4th down. 4th and 9 from the Hastings High 36-yard line. 9:38 left to go here in the first quarter. Our score is 0-0. If Hastings High can get a stop here after that kind of big turnover there by Swoboda on the first drive, that'd be huge, especially against this prolific offense. Can't really make mistakes against these guys, and getting this 4th down stop here would be huge. Here on 4th down, they're going to throw a little screenplay. It's got Green in front of it. It's going to get a 1st down and more. He's going to get to the 10, jukes the tackler to the 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown for Seward there. They go up 6-0 on a 4th and 9 conversion. A little screenplay. Joe Krause sold it well. He had a lot of Hastings High Tigers rushing after him, and then he just dumped it off to his running back there, and he was able to get the big touchdown. That is Gabe Nisley there on the carry. Made some nice moves to get that touchdown. And now our score is now 6-0 as we await the extra point here from the Seward Blue Jays. We got a couple guys running off field for the Hastings High Tigers. They got off field before the ball was snapped, so no penalty there. But they had 13 men on the field for a second there. Now they line up for the extra point to the Seward Blue Jays. Here is the snap. Is good. Hold is good. Kick is through the uprights and good. That makes our score 7-0 here at Hastings College. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Andy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan.
Welcome back to High School Football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings. Mike Spataro here with you on this Friday evening. It's kind of a wet and damp Friday evening. That last drive by the Seward Blue Jays was 4 plays, 32 yards, and a 24-yard touchdown pass to number 9 there. That's Davin Breeze for the Seward Blue Jays. And, of course, that came from Joe Krause, the great quarterback there for the Seward Blue Jays. Hastings High comes back onto the field with 1st and 10 from their own 20 after a kickoff return. They got to the 20-yard line. Carson Shoemaker, the returner for the Hastings High Tigers. And they line up here on first down in their usual formation, in the shotgun formation with Swoboda in the backfield along with Alex Swoboda with Carson Shoemaker is what I was trying to say here. They hand the ball off to Shoemaker. He gets a good block, but it's going to be taken down right after he crosses the line of scrimmage. A gain of two there. He had some green in front of him, but it was a great tackle there by number 17 for the Seward Blue Jays. That is Adam Garten there on defense for Seward with a great tackle. He was I thought Carson was going to get some yards there, but defensive end there for the Seward Blue Jays really made a nice tackle. Here on second down, second and seven, Alex Swoboda is going to throw it, and here it's going to be incomplete there as you look to the far sideline there to his wide receiver for the Hastings High Tigers. That was Nate Nordby there, the intended receiver. Is now Alex Swoboda is starting off this game not so great, not the way he'd want to. Still got time, though, obviously. You don't want to go down big time to these guys because they can score, and they'll keep scoring as well. They got a great offense here, Seward does. Here on third down, big third down here, Swoboda's going to hand the ball off to Carson Shoemaker. Carson Shoemaker's going to make a man miss, and he's going to get tackled about a yard past the line of scrimmage. So that'll make it fourth down and long here, fourth and six, 8:40 left to go here in the first quarter, and the Hastings High Tigers are going to bring out the punting unit, going to rely on their defense here, as their defense is going to need to play good here tonight as well if they're going to want to win this football game. Seward is the sixth-ranked team in the state in Class B football. Hastings High is eked into the top 10. They're number 10 now. Big game here tonight, though. Last time they had a top 10 team here in Hastings College, they were playing against Crete, and they beat them pretty handily as well. Here is the punt. It's a good one. It crosses midfield. It's going to be picked up at the 35-yard line, and that's exactly where the punt returner for the Seward Blue Jays is going to be dropped, right at the 35. Great punt there by the kicker for the Hastings High Tigers. It was a 35-yard punt, and now we're sitting at 8 minutes and 6 seconds left here in the first quarter. Seward Blue Jays start this drive, first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. We'll see what they come out here with their bag of tricks this time around. Joe Krause was talking with the coaches for Seward in the before the game started, and they just couldn't help but talk him up. He's a really great quarterback. We see it in the numbers. Here on first down, they're going to run the ball, and he's going to break a tackle. He's going to get across the 40-yard line, taken down right at the 42. Right at the 42-yard line, and that is where he's going to be taken down at. That's a gain of 9 there on first down. That'll make it second and 1 after that first down carry. Now here on second down, the Blue Jays are going to line up in the shotgun formation with two receivers to Krause's left and one to his right. He's looking to his left now. He's looking to his right. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run to his left now. Reverse in field. He's looking to throw still. He's going to throw it down the sideline, and no one's there. He just kind of threw it away. Good throw away there by Joe Krause, as that now makes it third and 1, as he was under immense pressure. He was pushed all the way back to the 30-yard line, and now the Hastings High Tigers have another big third down facing them, as they did get the third down stop last time, but the Seward Blue Jays did end up going for it on that 4th and 6, and they did convert it. Got a big touchdown, a 24-yard touchdown, 32-yard touchdown. Nope, it was a 24-yard touchdown to the running back for the Seward Blue Jays. Number 9 there, Davin Breeze. Here on third down, Davin's back in the game. They line up in the pistol formation. They're going to hand the ball off to Davin. He's going to break a tackle. He was tackled behind the line of scrimmage. It would have been a third down stop, but he breaks the tackle, gets down to the 45-yard line, and that's a first down for Seward. Great run there by Davin Breeze, the running back for the Seward Blue Jays. That's a little bit of a different thing from last year. They have a running game. They average 192 rushing yards per game and 297 passing yards per game. This is a high-powered offense. Just to give you an idea how much that is, Hastings High passes 197 yards per game and 115 rushing yards per game, and they got a pretty good offense themselves. Here on first down, it is going to be a carry here for the running back again, and he's going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. A gain of nothing there on first down. Good defense by the Hastings High Tigers as they keep it at 2nd and 10. Ivan Bieber there on the tackle for the Hastings High Tigers. And now here another – oh, this is second down. Excuse me, second and 10 here for the Seward Blue Jays. Krause's going to drop back to throw. He's going to throw here to his left side. It's caught by his wide receiver, number 5 there. He's going to get a first down or more. He breaks the tackle. He's to the 30, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds near the 20-yard line, out at the 22. Great run after catch there by Brett Meyer, the other great wide receiver here for the Seward Blue Jays. They got a litany of great wide receivers. Brett Meyer, Carson Kaur are their two best. And Brett Meyer's a big boy, 6'4", 180 pounds, and Carson Kaur is big as well, 6', 165 pounds. They're both seniors. In fact, Joe Krause is a senior as well. This team is full of seniors at playmaker positions on defense and offense. This is a good team this year, the Seward Blue Jays. Here on first down, Joe lines up in the shotgun formation. Krause's back to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to roll out to his right. He's going to throw it deep, and it's going to be incomplete there. Good defense by the Hastings High Tigers. Usually he's really good when he gets outside of the pocket. I remember last year he made one extremely nice throw. It was like a 60-yard touchdown pass. He got outside of the pocket, threw it across his body, and right on the money to the wide receiver, who was covered pretty well. It was an NFL-style throw that he made here at Hastings College in a high school football game. Joe Krause is a good quarterback. Here on second and 10 from the Hastings High 22-yard line, they're already up 7-0. Krause lines up in the shotgun with three receivers to his right and one to his left. Krause is going to toss the ball here to his running back. That's Gabe Nisley on the carry. He's going to get the edge. A flag comes out. He gets a first down. Bowls over a Hastings High defender as he's pushed out of bounds. Like I said, there is a penalty marker on the play. We'll see what the call is. It's in the area of holding. That'll be the second holding here on the Seward Blue Jays. And that's going to push him back 10 yards. That'll make it about second and 20 instead of a first and 10 from the 10-yard line or 11-yard line where he was marked out of bounds. This will now be a first and 20, second and 20. After that 10-yard run, that was negated by the holding penalty. They're going to push him all the way back to the 33-yard line.
Illegal block against the offense.
They actually called it an illegal block in the back. So it is second down. I thought that run was on first down there. Calling it second down and 21 yards to go. Can't get too complacent, though. These guys can get big chunk plays whenever they want. They got high-powered offense, as I've said many times here tonight. Joe Krause lines up in the shotgun formation, puts his running back in motion. They're going to throw a little screen pass to him. It's caught there by Nisley. He makes a man miss. He gets to the 30. The man he made miss was the man who got him. It was a gain of about 3 yards there on first down. So now they got a third and long here, third and a bus ride.
Ron Petrie got married, and Ron was diagnosed with cancer.
Just because of the type of cancer I had directly affected the ability to have children.
Basically, would eliminate any chances of having children naturally.
You know, we went from the joy of getting married and starting that part, and then poof, your perspective just completely flipped.
And so when I found out I was pregnant that Saturday, it was just absolutely mind-boggling.
It was one of the best days of my life. Made me forget about all that bad stuff that had happened.
And I can't help but be incredibly proud because I never thought I'd have a chance to have a first Mother's Day or hold my baby.
It just makes the love stronger.
We are Ron and Kara Faber.
And our son Graham was born at Mary Lanning.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care. Our inspiration.
Welcome back to High School Football on ESPN 1550. Had some technical difficulties there. It's been a recurring theme this season, but we're back on the air here with you. Don't know how much you missed, but the Seward Blue Jays are now up 14-0. The Hastings High Tigers did get the ball back after that touchdown by the Seward Blue Jays. It was another fourth down conversion. It was a 4th-and-13 they converted to get a touchdown. It was a beautiful throw by Joe Krause. He threw deep to his Carson Core, his second favorite wide receiver. And the Hastings High Tigers came back down. They had a 3-and-out. Alex Swoboda got sacked on third down, so they have to punt it here on 4th-and-22. And it's a high punt. It's going to be fair caught at the 49-yard line. And this is where Seward will start their third drive here in the first quarter. A 31-yard punt there. And now Seward starts this drive 1st-and-10 right at midfield at the 50-yard line. Seward playing well offensively tonight and well defensively because the Hastings High Tigers haven't been able to get much going offensively. We'll see if they can turn things around here. Here on first down, they're going to hand the ball off for the Seward Blue Jays to the running back, Gabe Nisley. He's going to break a tackle, and he's going to be brought down right at the 43-yard line. That's where they mark him down at, so that's a gain of 7 there on first down. That makes it 2nd-and-3. 2:55 left to go here in the first quarter. Our score are the Seward Blue Jays 14 and the Hastings High Tigers nothing at this point. Seward has the football moving from left to right. Here, Joe Krause lines up in the shotgun formation. He has two receivers to his left, to his right, excuse me, and one receiver to his left. And here on second down, they're going to run the ball again, and he's going to get a first down or more. He's going to juke out of a tackle. He's going to get to the 30, try to juke out of another tackle. He does. He gets to the 20, and he's going to be taken right near the 10-yard line. They mark him out of bounds at the 11. Great run there by the running back. Running back there for the Seward Blue Jays. First and 10 here, 2:22 left to go here in the first quarter. First and 10 from the 10-yard line, so we have first and goal from the 10 here. The Seward Blue Jays are going to line up in the pistol formation. It's going to be a handoff here, and he's going to break a tackle, and he's going to get into the end zone. And just like that, the Blue Jays are up 20-0 here in the first quarter. 2:16 left to go. Hastings High not able to get much going offensively, and they find themselves here in a hole behind Joe Krause's big arm and that good running offense. That's the difference between this year's Seward Blue Jays team and the last year Seward Blue Jays team, is that they can run the ball very, very effectively. That was Gabe Nisley there on the carry. It was a 10-yard run for that touchdown, and now we line up for the extra point here for the Seward Blue Jays. The extra point. The snap is good, hold is good, and kick is through the poles. Good. The score is 21-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
impress your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Back here on ESPN 1550, KICS Hastings. The Seward Blue Jays are leading over the Hastings High Tigers here at the Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Sports Complex at Hastings College. The last drive for the Seward Blue Jays, three plays, 50 yards, and a 10-yard touchdown run. And that was by Davin Breeze. It's either Davin Breeze or Gabe Nisley there carrying the ball for them. They got a two-headed monster in the backfield along with Joe Krause, the quarterback for Seward. And they are now up 21-0. And Hastings High, they have on their first three possessions is fumble, punt, punt at this point. Here is the kickoff. It's fielded at the 10-yard line by Carson Shoemaker. He's going to get across the 15 and taken down right at the 17-yard line. They mark him down at about the 18. And this is where Hastings High will start their fourth drive here of the first quarter. 2:10 left to go. 21-0 is our score. Hastings High needs to get something on the board here. They're a quick hitting offense, so they need one of those big chunk plays, right? Right here. Not on this play necessarily, but pretty soon here, they're going to need one of those big chunk plays. And we'll give you a little score update. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks have won. They beat Raymond Central 21-10, and they are now 6-1 on the season. Great start for the Hastings High Tigers. Here on first down, Swoboda's going to drop back to throw. He's going to throw a little flare route here to Carson Shoemaker. He's going to be out of bounds near the first down marker. A gain of 9 yards there on first down. A good play to start this drive here for the Hastings High Tigers as they need something. And now they are facing a 2nd-and-1 after that 9-yard pitch and catch by Swoboda and Shoemaker on first down here. They're going to hand the ball off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker's going to make a man miss. And he's going to get across the 30-yard line, and he's going to get a first down. That is actually Isaac Hunsley there on the carry. He doesn't get too many carries. In fact, he's not even listed as a running back. He's a wide receiver for the Hastings High Tigers. He's got a similar frame to Carson Shoemaker there, but nonetheless, they get a first down to the Hastings High Tigers. So they have now 1st-and-10 from their own 33-yard line, a minute 45 left to go here in the first quarter. The Tigers are going to line up in the shotgun formation. They're going to hand the ball off here. Zade Widener there on the carry. He gets tackled at about the 36-yard line. It's Isaac Hunsley on the carry there again, actually. Haven't seen him all year. Oh, that was Zade Widener there on the carry. Zade Widener on the carry. Isaac Hunsley got the last one. Zade Widener got this one. They're just cycling in running backs here at Hastings High. And now here on 2nd-and-8 after that 2-yard run, they're going to hand the ball off again. And he's going to be decked right at the line of scrimmage again and nothing there. Now Hastings High is going to be facing a tough 3rd-down situation, 3rd-and-8 with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Need to get some yards here. You don't want to punt the ball back to that hot Seward offense as they are on fire. They came out here tonight playing well on defense and offense, and Hastings High hasn't been able to respond just yet. But there's a lot of time left to go here in this football game. 45 seconds, a 3rd-and-7 here for the Tigers in the first quarter. Big 3rd-down play. Carson Shoemaker lines up in the backfield with Alex Swoboda. And we have a timeout taken as there was a little bit of confusion on the field. Carson Shoemaker didn't know where to line up. We'll take a timeout right along with the Tigers. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
So here on 3rd down, a big 3rd down here for the Hastings High Tigers. They have 5 receivers on the field here with the Swoboda in the backfield all by himself. He's going to throw here to his left, and it's going to be caught there by Zade Widener, I believe. And he's going to be brought down close to the 1st down marker. They're going to mark him down at the 40. So that is going to be a 4th down, and Hastings High is going to be forced to punt here. 20 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. This will more than likely be the last play of the first quarter. Quinton Sinek is your punter for the Hastings High Tigers. They might not even get the punt off at this point before the first quarter ends. We'll see, though. 3 seconds left to go here in the first, and they're just getting lined up. And, nope, we're going to have this punt for you on the other end of this commercial break. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust. At 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Welcome back. You're listening to High School Football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings. It's a Class B football game here tonight between the Hastings High Tigers and the Seward Blue Jays. Our score after one quarter are the Tigers nothing and the Blue Jays 21. This is a high-powered offense here for the Seward Blue Jays, and now the Hastings High Tigers are back out onto the field to punt the ball here on this fourth and three play. Here is the snap, and here is the punt. It's a high punt going from left to right. It's fair caught for right at the 23-yard line. And that is where Seward will start their fifth drive here of the night at the 23-yard line. First and 10 from the Hastings High 23-yard line. A 36-yard punt there by Quinton Sinek. Great punt. And now Seward is going to line up here in their high-powered offense here after that first quarter. Swoboda is 3-for-4 for 22 yards. And the Tigers overall have 9 carries for 12 yards. The Seward Blue Jays are 6-for-10 for 95 yards. And they have 7 carries for 70 yards. So doing it on the ground and in the air here on first down. They're going to throw a little screen pass. It's going to be caught here by Carson Kaur. He's going to get across the 30-yard line. And he's going to be taken down right at the 32-yard line. A gain of 8 there on first down to make it 2nd-and-2. This Blue Jays offense just knows how to move the ball. Here on 2nd-down-and-1, they're going to line up in the shotgun formation. Krause in the backfield there with his little running back, Gabe Nisley. And here on 1st-down, they're going to do a little pitch play to Nisley. He's going to get off tackle. He's going to get a 1st-down and taken down right before the 40-yard line, but not before he gets that 1st-down, about a 6-yard gain there on 2nd-and-2. That'll make it 1st-and-10 from the 39-yard line. The Blue Jays don't huddle up. They run a little bit of a quick huddle offense. They like to move the ball, get downfield quickly. And this is honestly very similar to the same thing that happened last year. Hastings High got down early, and they were just never able to come back as Seward has a really high-powered offense. And they stay on the field for a little bit, too. They don't just throw, get big plays. They can get big plays, but they do know how to move the ball methodically. Here on first down, they're going to run a little option play. He's going to pitch it out to his running back here, Gabe Nisley. Gabe Nisley is going to make a man miss. He's going to get across the 45, and that's where they mark him down at, right at the 45-yard line. A gain of 6 there on first down to make it 2nd-and-4.
And we'll throw in their number 3, Quinton Sinek.
Joe Krause out here on the field. He is, like I just said a second ago, 6-for-10 here, or 7-for-11 now, with 103 yards and 2 touchdown passes. Here on first down, they're going to fake the handoff, going to throw it. He's got a man wide open. He's going to get a 1st-down and more. He's going to get across midfield, going to get across the 45 and taken down right at the 40-yard line. A gain of about 16 yards there on first down, and they move the sticks once again. They now have 1st-and-10 on the Hastings High 40-yard line. I tell you what, this kid Joe Krause, he's something else. If you have a chance to see him at any point in the season, definitely do so. He is pretty fun to watch, even from a Hastings High perspective here. He's got a arm, and he's got to be one of the best quarterbacks here in the state. Here on first down, they're going to hand the ball off. Oh, no, Joe Krause is going to keep it himself, and he's going to throw a little screen pass here to his wide receiver on the outside. That is Carson Kaur there on the reception. He's going to get tackled across the 40-yard line, getting about 3 yards there on first down. Able to make something out of nothing, though, as that play was pretty bottled up. In fact, Krause was looking like he was about to get sacked. He threw it off his back foot. Kaur caught it. Looked like he was going to get tackled in the backfield, broke a tackle, and got 3 yards out of it. So now it is 2nd-and-a long 7 here after that 1st-down play.
Seward lines up in the shotgun formation. Krause's going to drop back to throw. He pumps fake. He's looking deep. He's going to throw deep. And this one's going to fall incomplete in the end zone. Great coverage there by the cornerback for the Hastings High Tigers. That was Austin Nauert there on the coverage. Overall in that first quarter, the Seward Blue Jays had 165 yards of total offense. The Hastings High Tigers only 34, so there's the problem right there. Hastings High has not been able to get much going offensively. They need to turn that around here. They need to get a stop here, too. Here on third down, they're going to throw a little screen pass. It's going to be completed. He's going to get a first down, and then Moore, he gets across the 30, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds close to the 20-yard line. That was the running back once again, Gabe Nisley, there on the reception. They got a two-headed monster running back, Gabe Nisley and Davin Breeze. Davin Breeze already has himself two touchdowns tonight. One, a 9-yard rushing touchdown, and the other, a 32-yard touchdown catch on a little screen play on 4th and 9. In fact, the Seward Blue Jays have converted 2 4th-and-longs, a 4th and 9 for a touchdown, and a 4th and 13 for a touchdown. So some big plays here tonight by the Blue Jays. Here on 1st and 10 from the Hastings High 31-yard line, they're going to run the ball here with Gabe Nisley, and he's going to break a tackle, get taken down near the 15-yard line. That's where they mark him down at, is right at the 15. So that's going to be a gain of about 6 there on first down to make it 2nd and 4. 9 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Hastings High needs to get a stop here. They don't want to allow to go down by 4 scores here in the second quarter already. It's going to make things tough there on Alex Swoboda on the offensive if things aren't already tough, because the Seward defense has come out here to play, ready to play here tonight. And here on 2nd and 4, the Seward Blue Jays are going to line up in the pistol formation, and we have a timeout taken on the field. It's by the Blue Jays. We'll take a timeout right along with them. Our score here at Hastings College is the Hastings High Tigers 0 and the Seward Blue Jays 21.
Customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
Welcome back to high school football here on ESPN 1550. Tonight we have a Class B football game between the Seward Blue Jays and the Hastings High Tigers. It's a tough start here for the Tigers as they are down 21-0 to the Blue Jays here early on in the second quarter. 8:30 left to go, and Seward is driving once again, 2nd and 4 from the second 16-yard line of Hastings High. They line up in the shotgun formation here. Krause is going to drop back to throw. He's got a man wide open, and it's another touchdown here for the Seward Blue Jays. He hit his man Nisley on the wheel route there. No one was in the vicinity for the Hastings High Tigers, and that is a touchdown to make our score 27-0. That was a 16-yard touchdown. The running backs have been a key factor here tonight for the Blue Jays. A touchdown for Nisley and 2 touchdowns for Davin Breeze, and overall 3 touchdowns for Joe Krause, as it is already 27-0 here at Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Sports Complex here at Hastings College. The extra point, they line up for it, do the Blue Jays. And the snap is good, hold is good, and kick is high, one through the uprights and good. That makes our score 28-0 with 8:27 left to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
Building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street, open Street.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to High School Football on ESPN 1550. Our score here at Hastings College are the Tigers nothing and the Blue Jays 28. That last drive by the Blue Jays was 9 plays, 77 yards, and a 16-yard touchdown pass to Gabe Nisley from Joe Crousley for his third touchdown pass of the evening. And here is the kickoff. It's moving from right to left is the kickoff, and it's a high one. It's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line here by the Hastings High Tigers, and he's going to be tackled right at the 25, so only about a 10-yard return there for the Tigers. And Hastings High, they need to score on this offensive possession right here. They can't dilly-dally around. They got to cut into this deficit as they're already facing a 28-0, a four-score deficit here in the second quarter, and there's still 8:23 left to go. You got to cut into this lead right now, basically. Can't be dependent on the defense because that offense is just too good of the Seward Blue Jays, and they don't make many mistakes. Here on first down, they're going to throw the ball. It's going to be caught here by Quentin Sinek. He's going to get a first down, pushed out of bounds right near the 40-yard line. They're giving him 11 yards there. There's Jacob Schroeder, the big tight end there on the catch. So that's going to make it first and 10 from the 36-yard line after that 11-yard gain on first down. They have another first down here, first and 10. For the Hastings High Tigers, they move a little bit quickly here, as I think they even understand the situation. They are, and here's Swoboda. He's running out to his left, and he's going to throw it too high here for his wide receiver. Incomplete pass. That's going to make it second and 10 here. Intended for Carson Shoemaker there, the running back for the Hastings High Tigers. Last year, very similar start to this game, and the end was a 35-0 win for Seward. Joe Krause had four touchdowns and 308 yards. And he's already have three tonight here in the first half alone with 8 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. The Hastings High Tigers line up in the shotgun here. Swoboda's going to drop back to throw. It's going to be complete here to Schroeder once again on the little flare route out there. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds after about a five-yard gain. So now the Tigers will have a manageable third and five here. Good play there on second down to make this third down a little bit more manageable. They give him a favorable spot there. They marked him out right at the 43-yard line. So that's actually a gain of six there. Seven, actually. So now it's third and three. Very manageable third down. A third and a long three, though. Here's Swoboda's going to drop back to throw. He's under deep pressure. He's going to be taken down. Sacked there. As he was rolling out to his left, number nine on the sack. That's Davin Breeze, who's having himself a game tonight. That's a sack for Davin. He already has two touchdowns, one running, one catching. And now Hastings High has a fourth and 10. And it looks like they will bring out the punting unit here after that third down sack. Be sure to stay tuned for the halftime show, which is brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. We'll have Coach Hart for you, the head coach of the Hastings College Broncos, on the halftime show. Here is the punt. It's a high punt, and it's going to drop at the 23-yard line and move backwards, take a Hastings High bounce out to the 18-yard line. Great punt there by Sinek for the Hastings High Tigers. Here's where Seward will start their fifth drive of the football game, looking to go up 35-0. They start first and 10 at the – they marked it out at the 19-yard line. So it's first and 10 from the 19 here for the Blue Jays. Joe Krause lines up in the shotgun formation with three receivers to his left and one to his right. And here they had a man jump offsides for Hastings High. No flags come out, though, as he didn't actually encroach. He just kind of flinched a little bit. So they reset. First and 10 still. Joe Krause is going to fake the handoff, going to throw a little screen pass. It's going to be caught here by his wide receiver, Carson Corey. He's going to make a man miss, and he's going to run it outside and get tackled right across the 25-yard line, down at the 27-yard line. So a gain of eight there on first down. It's going to make it second and a long two. And we have an injury on the field here for the Seward Blue Jays. It's an official timeout. And as they sort this out, we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN
1550. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
And we're back here at Hastings College at the Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Sports Complex. Our score here in the third quarter, the Seward Blue Jays 28, the Hastings High Tigers nothing, 7:03 left to go here in the first half. The Blue Jays line up in the shotgun formation. They're going to hand the ball off here on the second two. It's going to get a first down and then some, and he's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line. That was Breeze, Davin Breeze there on the carry for the Blue Jays. That is the Blue Jays' eighth first down of the evening here. Much different from last year's team. As last year's team, they were a big play offense. They got big 60-yard touchdowns here. They're just able to move the ball methodically here on first down. They're going to hand the ball off to Davin Breeze again. He breaks the tackle. He's got green. He's at the 50, the 40, the 50. He's got a man chasing him at the 10, the 5 zone. Touchdown, Hastings High. 65-yard touchdown. Right when I said they don't really get big plays, they kind of move the ball methodically. They get a 65-yard touchdown there from Davin Breeze, the running back, and that is his third touchdown of the evening. He has two rushing, one receiving, and our score here in the second quarter is 34-0. 6:33 left to go here in the second quarter as we await the extra point. This is a top 10 matchup here too. Both teams in the top 10. Hastings High has eked their way into the top 10 with a number 10 ranking, and Seward is the sixth ranked team in Class B as we await the extra point here. The snap is good, hold is good, and kick is through the uprights and good. That makes our score 35-0. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York comfort system to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to RutzHeating.com. Proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
Bill, welcome back to high school football here on ESPN 1550. The Hastings High Tigers struggling here in the first half, down 35-0 to the Seward Blue Jays. As this was the final score last year here at Hastings High, was 35-0. 6.5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Hastings High will be receiving the ball here. That last drive by the Blue Jays was three plays, 81 yards, and a 65-yard touchdown run by Davin Breeze. And here is the return. It's fielded at the 10-yard line. A flag comes out here late in the play. He's going to be tackled right shy of the 30. Actually, they mark him out right at the 30-yard line. Carson Shoemaker for the returner for the Hastings High Tigers. Like I said, we do have a flag on the play, though. We'll wait to see what the call is. It's an illegal block against Hastings High, so that'll push him back a little bit. Negate that nice return there by Shoemaker. A 10-yard penalty. That'll push him back to about the 18-yard line, it looks like. We'll see where the officials officially mark the ball at. Pretty good crew here tonight, moving the ball nicely. And here are the Zebras moving it back to the 18-yard line. So here's where Hastings High will start this drive, first and 10 from the Seward 18. From their own 18-yard line, not from the Seward 18-yard line. Here on first down, Swoboda's going to drop back to throw. He's rolling out to his left. He's looking downfield. He's telling a man to go downfield, and he's going to throw downfield. And it is incomplete there to his wide receiver. Quentin Sinek there was the intended receiver. And that's another incompletion here for Alex Swoboda. It's been tough sledding here for the Tigers tonight. Second and 10 now after that first down incompletion from Swoboda. Just haven't been able to get anything going offensively or defensively. Haven't been able to get a stop. They have actually got the Seward Blue Jays to a couple of fourth and longs, but they just converted those fourth and longs. A fourth and 9 they converted, and a fourth and 13 they converted as well. Here on second down, Swoboda's going to drop back and throw. It's going to be completed here to Jacob Schroeder. Nice gain there on second down. It's going to make it a much more manageable third down. Actually, they gave him a first down, so that's a 10-yard completion there. And now it's first and 10 from the 28-yard line after that 10-yard gain on second down. avoiding that scary third down. Here, Swoboda lines up in the shotgun once again. He's going to drop back to throw. He's rolling out to this right this time. He's looking to his right, and this time he's going to be sacked again. Sacked again there. Number 12, Reese Foreman on the sack for the Seward Blue Jays. And that's going to be a loss of about 2 or 3 yards there on first down. It's going to make it second and 12 after that sack. The clock continues to run. 5:40 left to go here in the second quarter. And if the score stays the same or if it gets worse, it's going to be a running clock in the second half. 5.5 minutes left to go. The Hastings High Tigers need to do something here offensively to get their mojo back. Swoboda drops back to throw here on the second and 12. He's looking deep. He's going to roll out to his right. Still looking. He's going to throw it across his body. It's caught. Oh, it's free. And what are they going to call it? Incompletion or a fumble? It's an incomplete pass there as Jacob Schroeder drops the ball. Usually a sure-handed tight end there. He drops the ball. He had it for a sec. It looked like it could have been close to being a fumble, but they call it an incompletion there on the field. And that's going to make it third and 12 here, a difficult third down situation here for the Tigers. And you don't want to punt the ball back to the Blue Jays offense as they are just on fire. They have 5 drives, 5 touchdowns. Every drive they've been able to move the ball here on the Hastings High defense. Third and 12. Swoboda lines up in the shotgun formation. He's going to drop back to throw. He's got a nice pocket. He's going to run it himself, though. No one was open, and he's going to be hit hard. A flag comes out at the end of the play. It might be due to that hit on Swoboda. He wasn't able to get the first down. We'll see what the flag is. It is a face mask on the Seward Blue Jays, so a bit of a break there for the Hastings High Tigers, as that'll move the sticks, and that's a 15-yard penalty. See if the Tigers can take advantage of that little mistake there by the Blue Jays. With 5:12 left to go here in the third quarter, our score is 35-0. Be sure to stay tuned for the halftime show, which is brought to you by Russ's Market. We'll have the head coach of the Hastings College Broncos on for you, head coach Tony Harper, as they're on the road taking on Doan this weekend. Here on first down, Swoboda's going to drop back to throw. He's going to roll out to his left, and he's going to throw to his big tight end, Jacob Schroeder, and he's going to get another first down. Here he's down at the 42-yard line. Hastings High able to move the ball here now a little bit. Let's see if they can finish off this drive as they have now officially crossed midfield. They have a first and 10 from the Seward 42-yard line now. 41-yard line, actually, is where they're going to mark the ball down at. Swoboda and the Hastings High offense lines up here in the shotgun formation. Swoboda's going to drop back to throw, rolling out to his right here. He's under pressure. He's going to throw under pressure. It's caught here near the sideline. It's going to be completed near the first down marker, too. We'll see if they give it to him. If not, he's about a yard short. I think they are going to give him the first down there. And that's going to be an 8-yard gain there, so it was just short of the second or the first down marker. It's going to be second and 8 after that first down completion by Swoboda. Here, the Hastings High offense lines up in the shotgun formation. Swoboda's going to drop back to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to throw it out here to Carson Shoemaker. Carson makes a nice catch. He's got green. He's at the 20, makes a man miss, and he's going to be dropped down at the 16-yard line. Great catch there by Carson Shoemaker, as Shoemaker had no, he kind of just flared upfield. It was a kind of an errant throw by Swoboda. First down and 10 from the 16-yard line after that completion. Here on first down, they're going to hand the ball off here to Zade. Nope, it's going to be a fake. Swoboda's going to keep it himself. He makes a man miss. He dives into the end zone. We'll see if they give it to him. They do. Touchdown. Hastings High with 4 minutes and 17 seconds left to go. Makes our score 35-6. They're able to as a nice rushing touchdown by Swoboda, a 12-yard rushing touchdown, 16-yard rushing touchdown. 4:17 left to go here in the second quarter. Now all they need is a stop and another quick score before halftime would be nice. Here is the extra point, is up and good. Our score is now 35-7. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
You're watching Sports Inspired. One thing is insane. It's how the Custom Power Drive focuses on natural gas and needs to be a vision of new customers. ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to high school football on ESPN 1550, KICS Hastings. That was a nine-play, 82-yard drive there by the Hastings High Tigers, and it was a 16-yard touchdown run by Alex Swoboda to cut into this big lead for the Blue Jays. 35-7 is our score now. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded at the 18. He's going to juke a tackler. He's going to try to get across to the 25-yard line, and he's going to be running backwards. The ball comes free, and he's able to fall on it. Not a great return there by number 10 for the Seward Blue Jays. That's Reese Foreman there. He was tackled down at the 20-yard line. He was at the 25, and then he went backwards, trying to make something out of nothing there, and then he got tackled for a loss. Well, not for a loss, but he lost the yardage he would have had he just gotten down at the 25. But here, first and 10 from the 20-yard line for the Seward Blue Jays, 4 minutes left to go. Hastings High needs a quick stop here so maybe they can get the ball back and score before halftime. 4:07 left to go here in the third quarter. 4:05 left to go. On this first down play, they're going to run the ball here with Gabe Nisley, and he's going to get tackled after a gain of about a few inches. We'll give him 1 yard there. So that'll make it 2nd and 9. Good stop there by the Hastings High defense. Quick reminder, the defense or the Blue Jays did decide to defer until the second half after they won the coin toss, so they will start the second half with the ball. Already up 35-7, and they have the ball right now. Here on second down, Krause's going to drop back to throw. He's going to throw deep over the middle. He's high Tigers. Picked off at the 30. To the 31. He's to the 10. And he's going to be dropped right at the 10-yard line. Big interception there by the Tigers. Gives them a little bit of life. As now the Tigers take over. First and 10 from the 15-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him down at the 12-yard line. So a great opportunity here for the Tigers to cut into this lead even more as Alex Swoboda and the Tigers offense comes back out onto the field, trailing 35-7, but with a great opportunity to cut into this lead a little bit more. 3:24 left to go here in the second quarter. Swoboda's going to drop back to throw. He's looking to get the screen pass open to Carson Shoemaker. He does. A flag comes out. Shoemaker makes a man miss, and he's going to be tackled at the 5-yard line. A flag did come out. We'll see what the call is. We have a man down on the field for Seward, not getting up, so we have a official's timeout. We'll see what the call is. It's holding on the Hastings High offense, so that'll push him back a little bit. And as we await this injured player, we will take a timeout. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Back here on ESPN 1550, that 10-yard penalty on the Tigers was assessed. So they'll have first and about 20 here, maybe even a little bit longer because it is a spot foul. Looks like first and 25, actually, from the 26-yard line. 3:13 left to go here in the second quarter is number 50 for the Seward Blue Jays. Dalton Abbott walks off the field on his own accord, a little gingerly, though. So we have first and 25 here from the 26-yard line for the Hastings High Tigers. A big holding call there as they had first and 10 from the 12. Now they're facing down a first and 25, a 13-yard holding penalty there. Here on first down, it's going to be a fake handoff to Carson Shoemaker. Swoboda's going to drop back to throw. He's looking into the end zone. He's under pressure, and he's going to be sacked here. Big sack by the Seward Blue Jays. That's going to drop them back even further now. It's going to be second and a bus ride. They mark him down at the 32-yard line, so that's a loss of 6 there on second down, first down. So that's going to be second and 32 now, 31 here for the Tigers from the 33-yard line. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Hastings High had a great opportunity after that interception by Joe Krause. 2nd and 31 is down a distance. Swoboda drops back to throw here. He's going to throw it over to the far sideline. It's going to be caught here And he's going to be taken down right at the 23-yard line. So a gain of about 8 there. 10 yards, actually, we'll give him on that second down call. So now they have a third and 21. A 10-yard gain on second down gets you a third and 21 here. 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter. See if they decide to go for it if they don't get this third down conversion. Third and 22 here. Sobota's going to drop back to throw. He's going to look over to the near sideline here. It's caught by Jacob Schroeder at the 15-yard line. Not enough for a first down, but it's going to make it more manageable. That'll make it about a third and 14 here for the Tigers. From the 15-yard line after that 8-yard gain on second down. A minute 15 left to go here in the third quarter. I don't know what's going on. Looks like Charlie Shoemaker's just waiting to take a timeout. He's probably trying to leave as little time possible as left for the Seward Blue Jays. And he does take a timeout. We'll take a timeout right along with him. It's actually fourth and 14. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug, 5th and Hastings, and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Gary Michaels has beautiful new fall clothing for men and ladies arriving daily. Ladies, purchase a regular price item and get the second 30% off. New Brighton items reduced to half price. Men, purchase any suit or sport coat and pant combo at regular price and receive a shirt and tie free. A $105 value. Just in, new Johnston & Murphy shoes. All footwear now 10% off. Also, book your wedding now at either Hastings or Kearney location and receive 10% off the entire wedding party. Fall savings going on now at Gary Michaels.
Welcome back to high school football here. The Hastings High Tigers line up for a 32-yard field goal here. Here is the snap. Is good. Hold is good. And it's going to be through the uprights and good. A big-time field goal there for the Tigers. That makes our score 35-10 with 59 seconds left to go. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be back with more high school football on ESPN 1550.
Flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
ESPN 1550, AICS.
Welcome back to high school football here on ESPN 1550. Here is the kickoff. It's going to be fielded at the 25-yard line, and he's going to get out of bounds right at the 29-yard line as Seward has 53 seconds left to go. They have two timeouts as well to try to make something happen on offense here if they want to. They might just go to the halftime content with a 35-10 lead. They do start the second half with the ball, and you might want to be a little cautious here as Krause did just throw an interception, but they got a lot of confidence in his guy. That's actually his first interception of the season, Joe Krause. So here on first and 10, they do line up in the shotgun formation. Joe Krause is going to drop back to throw. He's under pressure. He gets the ball off here, and it's going to be caught, and he's going to get out of bounds. Is Carson Cord the wide receiver for the Seward Blue Jays? That was actually Reese Foreman on the catch. A gain of about 5 yards there on first down. That makes it second and 5 here. 47 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Our score of the Blue Jays 35 and the Tigers 10. Be sure to stay tuned for the halftime show, which is brought to you by Russ's Market here in Hastings. We'll also get you a scoreboard update from all the other games here around the area. Here on second down, Krause is going to drop back to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to run out of the pocket. He's going to roll out to his right. He's going to throw it deep here down the sideline. It's going to be incomplete there. That makes it third and 5 after that second down incompletion by Joe Krause. He was looking for Carson Core, his intended receiver there. It's one of his favorite receivers. It's either Brett Meyer or Carson Kohr. They also got Ben Myers, and they have Reese Forman as well, Davin Breeze, Gabe Neisley. They got a lot of options here on offense, and all of them have seen some action here tonight. Here on third down, going to drop back to throw. It's going to be a little screen pass. It's going to be caught here. He's going to break a tackle. He's going to get across midfield, and he's going to be taken down at the 45, 46-yard line. Big first down there as they cross midfield. Seward has a chance to do something here now offensively. They still have two timeouts, 28 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. They line up quickly. And here Joe Krause's going to drop back to throw, 23 seconds left to go. He's looking deep over the middle field. He's going to step up in the pocket. Now roll back. He's hard to hit is Joe Krause. He's going to roll out of the pocket. He's going to throw it deep here, and it's just going to be thrown out of bounds. Great play there by Krause to just get away from the pass rush from Hastings High. As a lot of other quarterbacks here in high school football, that would have been a sack, but Krause was able to elude the sack and just get the ball out of bounds to stop the clock. 14 seconds left to go. They still have a second and 10 here from the 47-yard line of Hastings High. Two timeouts remaining for the Blue Jays. A little confusion here on the Blue Jays sideline as they are getting a man out late, but here they line up in the shotgun formation. Krause in the backfield with Davin Breeze, and we have a flag come out on the field. I think it's going to be a delay of game. It's actually a false start. False start here against the offense. That pushes them back 5 yards to second and 15 from their own 48-yard line now. So now they are not across midfield. We'll see if this changes any ideas that the Seward Blue Jays had offensively. They line up in the same formation, two receivers, two Krause's right, one to his left. Here he's going to drop back and throw to his right. He's looking downfield. He's going to step up into the pocket. He's throwing deep. He's got a man. It's caught here at the 19-yard line, and that's exactly where he's going to be taken out. 10 seconds left to go. Not sure if he was able to get out of bounds there. The clock stops either way for the first down. 9 seconds actually here in the first half. They have time for maybe one more play, or if they just want to kick a field goal. We'll see what they decide to do if they call a timeout. Not sure. The clock is running, so it's at 8 seconds, and we are going to have a timeout, so they didn't mark him out of bounds at. I see coaches here on the Seward sideline not happy about that call, as it did look like the wide receiver did get out of bounds, but he wasn't able to get all the way out of bounds, I guess, before he got down. So now it was a 43-yard catch there. Gives him first and 10 from the 14-yard line. 8 seconds left to go. We'll stay right here on ESPN 1550. We won't take a break here. Score 35-10. This could be a big kind of momentum shifter if the Blue Jays can get this, as it was 35-0 a few minutes ago, and the Tigers have been able to score on back-to-back offensive possessions to make it 35-10, so they are cutting into the Seward Blue Jays lead. So they put 10 seconds back on the clock, as I believe the refs were mistaken there, as the ball should have been out of bounds, so they did put 10 seconds on the clock. We'll see what the Blue Jays decide to do, if they decide to take a quick shot into the end zone, then kick a field goal, or if they decide to kick a field goal now. We'll see. They do start the second half with the ball, and be sure to stay tuned for the halftime show brought to you by Russ's Market. We'll give you scores from around the area. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct, and we have a halftime interview with Mike Will and Hastings College Broncos football head coach Tony Harper, so stay tuned for that as well. They're on the road taking on Doan this week. Here on first down, they are going to drop back to throw. Krause's going to throw deep into the end zone, and it's caught. Was he inbounds? He was. A touchdown. Flags on the field, though. It is going to be in the area of holding, and it is holding here on the offense. So that's going to be not a touchdown. Big call there. That pushes them back 10 yards. It keeps the time off the clock, so now only 4 seconds are left here in the second quarter. Our score is 35-10. It would have been 42-10. Had that penalty not negated that big touchdown play. Now we'll see what the Blue Jays decide to do here. They have one play left, and they will probably pass it. Wow, that pushed them back way longer than just 10 yards. That pushed them all the way back to the 30-yard line. So that's a 16-yard touchdown, or a 16-yard penalty there on first down to make it second and or first and 26. Here on this first down play, probably be the last play of the half. Krause lines up by himself in the backfield. He's going to look to throw, and he's going to be sacked. Our score is 35-10. Stay tuned for the halftime show right after this break on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. Warm aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Visit us at PTSRHastings.com.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to high school football here on ESPN 1550. It is the halftime show, which is brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies too. Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters. And, of course, we are in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. Also, the PlatteRiverPreps.com Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure and log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com and nominate your favorite Athlete of the Month. The winner will be listed on the PlatteRiverPreps.com website, which is brought to you by B&B Carpet. Let's give you a little scoreboard update, which is brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture and Mattress Direct, just south of Sonic and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. So scores from around the league in Class A: Lincoln Southwest beating Kearney, or they beat Kearney yesterday, 17-15. Millard West in a close with Grand Island, an upset there, 30-24 over Grand Island. Now in Class B football, Grand Island Northwest is leading York at halftime, 16-7. That's a top five matchup there. Number two, McCook, all over Holdridge, 49-0 at halftime. And then Scotts Bluff is beating Lexington, 20-0 at halftime. That wraps it up for Class B. In Class C1, Cozad is beating Kearney Catholic, 7-0. Adams Central beating Minden 36-0 at halftime. You can hear that game over on 1230 KHAS. Number one, Aurora over Boone Central at halftime, 48-0. Central City dominating Fairbury, 36-0 in the second quarter. Gothenburg in a close one with Valentine at halftime, 7-0. And then Ord is beating Broken Bow currently at half, 14-0 in Class C2. Centura over Gibbon, 21-0. Donovan Trumbull beating Superior, 27-0. Earlier today, St. Cecilia beat Raymond Central by the score of 21-10. They improved to 6-1 on the season, due to the Blue Hawks. St. Paul losing to O'Neill at halftime, actually, 14-13. And then Sutton all over Sandy Creek at halftime, 48-0. And then Grand Island Central Catholic beating Wood River in the second quarter, 26-9. In Class D1 football, South Loop is beating Ansley Litchfield, 35-0. BDS beat HTRS, 54-6. Burwell over Arcadia Loop City, 14-0 in the third quarter. Elm Creek is beating Amherst, 22-6 at halftime. Ravenna and Palmer in a close one at half, 24-16. Palmer leads in that one. Shelton beating Heartland in the third quarter, 14-0. You can hear that Ravenna Palmer game over on the Breeze, 94.5. In Class D2, Overton beating Anselmo Myrna, 42-14. Bertrand over Elwood is the final there, 46-12. Lawrence Nelson all over Blue Hill, 20-0 in the second quarter. Giltner beating Axtell, 16-0. And then Pleasanton is beating Loomis, 43-14 at halftime. You can hear that game over on Power 99. And then in six-man football, final here, SEM beat Maywood Hayes Center, 37-18. Hampton tied with Silver Lake in the second quarter at 13-all. Number one, Harvard beating Red Cloud, 42-6. Wilcox Hildreth putting up 92 points on Eustace Farnham, beating them 92-46. And then finally here we have Heartland Lutheran beating Dorchester in the fourth quarter, 38-26. And that does it for the scoreboard update, which is again brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture and Mattress Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll have stats from the first half for you. You're listening to the Halftime Show brought to you by Russ's Market here on ESPN 1550.
Customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deliest tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Beautyrest, and Cat Ranter. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Welcome back to high school football here on ESPN 1550. It's the Husker Power Products broadcast booth powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. This is the Halftime Show, which is brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies to shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters. Our score here at halftime, the Hastings High Tigers have 10 points, and the Seward Blue Jays have 35. It was tough sledding to start out for the Tigers as they began the game down 35-0 to start out. They were able to bounce back and get a 35-7 score, and then they forced Joe Krause into his first interception of the year, and they returned that to about the 12-yard line. Then a couple penalties hurt the Tigers, and they were only able to get a 32-yard field goal out of that drive. That did make the score 35-10, though, and that's where we're at currently at halftime. So the game's not over yet. It was looking bad for a sec there, but Hastings High was able to cut into this lead, and now they're only trailing by 4 possessions as opposed to 5 possessions a second ago. The quarterback for the Seward Blue Jays, he has 3 passing touchdowns already tonight. He's 15 for 23 for 238 yards. The Seward offense, he actually has 2 passing touchdowns. The Seward offense has 14. Oh, he has 3. Excuse me, I was right the first time. Should have just stuck with my gut there. Rushing-wise, they have 14 carries for 155 yards and 2 more touchdowns. Davin Breeze himself has 3 touchdowns. He has 2 rushing and 1 receiving. He was going to have a 4th receiving touchdown until it was called back right at the end of the half. That would have made our score 42-10, but it was called back due to a holding call, and then They weren't able to punch it back into the end zone, and we went into halftime at 35-10. For the Hastings High Tigers, Alex Swoboda is 11-for-16 with 106 yards. Rushing-wise, they have 14 carries for only 21 yards. Going to have to do better in the second half if they want to continue to climb back into it. Total, they have 7 first downs and 127 yards total. They have one rushing touchdown by Alex Swoboda, which was a nice little play there. And that's where we're at currently. 35-10 is our score here at halftime. Coming up in just a little bit here, we'll have a halftime interview for you between Mike Will and the Hastings College Broncos head coach, Tony Harper. Before we do that, though, let's thank a few of our sponsors. Of course, we have the PlatteRiverPreps.com Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure and log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com and nominate your favorite Athlete of the Month. The winner will be listed on the PlatteRiverPreps.com website brought to you by B&B Carpet. You can check it right now to see who September winners were. And, of course, we are in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, which is powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. This halftime show is currently brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop from bakery to a cafe and great selections on groceries and supplies, too. Shop Russ's Market in Hastings because quality matters. The scoreboard update we gave you a little bit ago was brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture and Mattress Direct just south of Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. And then, of course, when we had the starting lineups, they were brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings High needs to get things going here in the second half as we will take a break. And then after that, we will have an interview for you between the Hastings High or Hastings College head coach, head football coach, Tony Harper, with Mike Will. And then we'll come back with the second half after that. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Flu season and vaccination season is upon us. Flu shots for Medicare Blue Cross patients are free, and many other plans are free as well. So give us a call for all your vaccination needs. Shingrix, the new shingles vaccine, is also back in stock. Burt's downtown, 402-462-4343. Burt's on 14th Street, 462-4466. Thanks.
And we're back at halftime of the high school football game of the week this week. We're going to talk a little Hastings College football today. Hastings College is getting set to take on Doan University tomorrow down in Crete, as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Tony Harper. And, Coach, all we got to kind of mention is we're going to Crete, and that's going to fire everybody up.
Well, if you're not fired up for this game, I mean, this is Hastings Doan. I don't care how you look at it, hour and a half down Highway 6, you got to get fired up.
It's been a big game, and it has been for like 117, 116 times. We've been playing for a long time.
It has, and I kind of got a unique feel for this thing as I've been on both ends of it. And so I know what they're saying. I know what I'm saying over here, but you know, again, this is our second game against a school in the state of Nebraska. This is the first time that we played a school in our conference in the state of Nebraska. And then you got to throw Doan in there. So it's their homecoming, too, so everybody's going to be jacked up.
As big a game as it is, we still got to keep everything in perspective. We just got to find a way to get out of our funk. We've dropped our last three. probably more concerned about improving and just getting into the win column
you
for
know,
tomorrow.
What we got to do is we got to get out of our own way. We got to stop thinking that we're going to win this game on one play offensively or one play defensively or one play special teams. We got to be more consistent in all three phases of this thing. And you're exactly right. The last 3 weeks, we haven't been consistent. We haven't played like we had in the previous two, and that falls on me. And I got to make sure we do a better job as coaches.
And to try to jump start the offense, so to speak, which has been sputtering the last 3 weeks, we're going to make a quarterback change tomorrow.
Yeah, we're moving some guys around. One thing, it's kind of out of necessity. Clark's beat up. He's banged up a little bit, and we think moving Griff up will kind of light a fire. You know, we started Griff last week against Morningside, and he got a welcome to college football in the first place. So, but it was good, you know, and we got a lot of high hopes for Griff. But we came into this season knowing we were feeling like we had three guys that could compete, that we could put out there on the football field and be successful with. And we think this is going to help us out a little bit.
It might help on a rushing attack where the last 3 weeks has not been very good. This might open up the rushing game just a little bit.
Well, what's happened is everybody's overloading the box, and they're doing a lot of one-on-ones. And you could do that last year, but we had Anthony Cloyd running some option. I don't care what anybody calls it, zone read stuff. It's still option football, okay? And we were able to do that with Anthony, and that, you know, when you got a kid that can run like him, and then you have Taj running around, so you know, that created some problems. And the consistency up front at the offensive line. You know, we've kind of been moving some guys around and doing some different things like that. But the guys have been working hard offensively this week, and we just got to be more consistent and get after it.
All right, so when we take a look at the opponents tomorrow, Doan, a team that lost last week to Northwestern, probably should have beaten Northwestern in Orange City. This is a good football team.
It really is. Anybody that can go up to Orange City and play Northwestern, take a 10-0 lead on them, and that's turning into a pretty good rivalry for Doan. You know, Doan Northwestern the last couple of years, last 5, 6, 7 years, that's kind of been their game. You know, they're getting some upsets up there. They've got a lot more consistency. They got confidence when they go up there, and they should have won that football game. I talked to Coach McCarty earlier this week, and he said the same thing to me. So, you know, this is Doan is a very good football team. They're coached extremely well. And if we get caught up in all these emotions and the drama and the crowd and it's homecoming and it's Doan week and this and that, well, now we're going to be playing too tight. We got to go out there and we got to play our game. We have to establish the run. We have to be consistent when we're throwing the football, and we have to create turnovers defensively.
And this is a very good defense themselves. We're up against one of the conference's best.
Oh, yeah. They can get after it. In Northwestern's offense, we keep talking about this, they are as dynamic as anybody. And, you know, you look at what Doan did against Dort's option offense, and then the following week they go up to Northwestern. They do what they did against those guys. It's a defense that's dynamic. It's a defense that flies around, and it's probably one of the best open field tackling defenses in the conference.
So how do we get it done tomorrow?
Well, we got to be able to hold on to football, number one. Number two, we got to be able to convert on third down. I mean, you're going to get stats and everything like that, I'm sure, but we've struggled big time on that offensively. We got to extend drives. We got to extend plays. And then defensively, we're going to have to limit the big plays, and we're going to have to make big plays ourselves. We got to be able to get some turnovers, which we haven't done for a while, and we have to win the third down conversion.
Offensively, Doan is an explosive team. They got some guys, some playmakers on this side of the ball. So limiting big plays is going to be huge.
Yeah, we're going to have to pick and choose when we bring pressure. We're going to have to pick and choose when we stay over the top and double cover a couple of receivers that they got that are pretty good. So we're going to have to change our coverages and kind of hopefully catch them off guard with that.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Tony Harper, head coach for Hastings College. Again, game time tomorrow will be at 1 o'clock in Crete. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 12 o'clock noon on 1230 KHAS.
Coley Pipe & Fuel Supply has been serving Hastings, Southeast of Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Show Limited Division of Coley Pipe & Fuel Supply is a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Show Limited 500 West Southeast, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe & Fuel Supply and the Plumbing Show Limited both on West South Street in Hastings.
Dobson Star Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Dobson Star Corner, Vernon, Colorado, and downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
Welcome back to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KSCS. Tonight we have the Hastings High Tigers at home taking on the Seward Blue Jays. Our score after two quarters going into the third quarter here are the Hastings High Tigers 10 and the Seward Blue Jays 35. The Blue Jays come into this game at 5-1 and 1-1 in district. Hastings High comes into this game at 3-3 and 1-1 in district. It is a District 3 football game. It's the third district game, obviously, for both teams this year. We're at Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Sports Complex here at Hastings College. So we're about 2.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Quick recap, 35-10 is our score. Passing-wise, Seward Blue Jays are 15 for 23 for 238 yards, three touchdowns and an interception. Hastings High is 11 for 16, 100 yards, a rushing touchdown by Swoboda, and a fumble. And as we get ready for the second half, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with the second half for you right here on ESPN 1550.
Shop Furniture Direct in Hastings. Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top-name brands like Action, Beauty Rest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly home-building service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
When you're talking sports and fun, one thing is insane.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Back here on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings, getting ready for the start of the second half here. The Seward Blue Jays will start with the ball as they're leading in this football game, 35-10. A lot of work to do for Hastings. They were down 35-0, though. They have been able to cut into this lead. It's now a 35-10 lead. Now they just need to get a stop. If they start the second half with a stop and a score, that'd be beautiful. That'd be just what the doctor ordered. That would make it 35-17, and they'd only be down 18. But they really don't want to give up a opening drive touchdown here in the third quarter here for the Seward Blue Jays. As we await the kickoff, Hastings High will be kicking off from left to right. If you're just joining us, Hastings High in the orange tops and the silver bottoms, along with Seward, they're in the white tops and the blue bottoms. Joe Krause having himself a heck of a game here tonight. The Hastings High Tigers did pick him off for his first interception of the year, so that's good news to close the second half here, or the first half, excuse me, here. The kickoff is fielded at the 10-yard line by number 6 for the Seward Blue Jays. He's going to get across the 20, across the 25-yard line, and he's going to be taken down right at the 26, and that is where Joe Krause and the offense of the Seward Blue Jays will start their first drive of the second half, first and 10 from the 26-yard line. This offense was on fire, could not be stopped in their first five drives, scoring a touchdown on each one. And then the last two drives, they threw an interception, and then after that, They kind of faltered after a touchdown was called, but it was called back due to a holding penalty. So now we'll see what they can do here on offense. 35-10, 11:51 left to go. Joe Krause lines up in the shotgun with three receivers to his right and one to his left. Joe Krause is going to drop back to throw here. He's going to throw a little hitch route. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. And he's going to be tackled right there at the 30. A gain of four there on first down. It's going to make it second and six after that first down completion. Just getting underway with the third quarter here. Our score are the Blue Jays 35 and the Tigers 10. It's been a tough night here for the Hastings High Tigers. As I said earlier, if you're just joining us, it was 35-0 deep into the second quarter, and the Tigers were able to make a little bit of a comeback to make it 35-10. We'll see if they can continue that hot offense here, or the hot offense and defense here. They're going to hand the ball off. It's actually a reverse here for the Seward Blue Jays. He's got Green in front of him. He's going to get to the 40, and that's where he's tackled down at the 40-yard line. It is a gain of 10 there on first down, and that gives them a first down. As Seward continues to move this ball, this team, I was watching the Patriot game last night. It just kind of reminds me of the Patriots. They're so hard to stop offensively. They have so many different things they do. They can run it, pass it. And now, mind you, I'm not a Patriots fan or anything, but it just reminds me of the New England Patriots out here. We have Tom Brady on the field, the Nebraska Tom Brady, Joe Krause. He's going to hand the ball off here, and it is Gabe Neisley. He runs through a lot of tackles there. Makes something out of nothing. He gets 5 yards there on first down instead of being bottled up at the line of scrimmage. Actually, 6 yards. That's going to make it second and four after that first down carry by Gabe Neisley. 10.5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Joe Krause lines up in the shotgun formation with three receivers to his right. Gabe Neisley in the backfield with him and one receiver to Krause's left as well. He's going to drop back to throw. He's looking to his left. It's actually going to be a little screenplay. Dump off to Neisley here. He's going to break through a couple of tackles. He's going to cross midfield, break another one. He's an elusive running back. He's going to be down at the 40-yard line, though. They mark him down just shy of the 40-yard line. Crosses midfield, gets another first down, though. They'll call him down at the 41, so it'll be a 14-yard gain there on first down. That gives them first and 10 from the 45-yard line, 46, we'll call it. Here are the 41-yard line, excuse me. Krause lines up in the shotgun once again. They don't really huddle up to the Seward Blue Jays offense. They like to just keep going, even when they got a lead. Here on first and 10. Going to fake the handoff. Krause's going to keep it. He's going to run with it. He gets to the far sideline, and he's going to run out of bounds. Hey, late, and yep, the late hit flag comes out. That's going to be a personal foul there on Hastings High after the 7-yard run by Krause. So that'll tack on another 15 yards. I could tell up from here. That was on the far sideline on the other side of the field, and I could even tell that was a late hit. So not a great penalty there by the Tigers. And it is a late hit call against the defense, a 15-yard penalty. Joe Krause playing well here tonight for the Seward Blue Jays. The 6'2", 185-pound senior, he has 24 touchdowns on the season as he came in tonight with 21, and he has only one interception. His only interception is tonight. It's picked off by the Tigers' defense. Quentin Sinek was the interceptor. Here on first and 10, they're going to fake the handoff, going to throw a little screen pass here to the far sideline. It's going to be caught. Gain of about 6 there on first down to make it second and 4. As Seward is able to still move this ball downfield here in the third quarter. Kind of killing any momentum that Hastings High had. Assuming they score here, if Hastings High is able to get a stop, that'd be great. But they are facing a second and 6 from their own 15-yard line. So they got a lot of work to do due to the Hastings High defense. As the Blue Jays are only 15 yards away from making this a 42-10 game. Here the Blue Jays offense lines up in the pistol formation. It's going to be a quick throw on a slant, and it's underthrown here. Not a great pass there by Krause. It was intended for Brett Myers, there on the first down play, second down play. It's now third and 6 with 8:57 left to go. That stops the clock. That's exactly what you want if you're the Hastings High defense. Now just got to get a stop here on third down. Hopefully hold them to a field goal or maybe even a turnover. We'll see what happens here on this third down play. Krause lines up in the shotgun formation. gets a call from the sideline. Thought they were about to take a timeout, but they didn't actually. Here they're going to snap the ball. It is snapped. It's going to be caught on the hitch route by the big wide receiver, and he's into the end zone for another touchdown here for the Blue Jays. The fourth one of the night for Krause, and that is the big wide receiver Brett Meyer there on the catch. The 6'4", 180 receiver was just able to bowl his way into the end zone. Not much you can do about that. That makes our score 41-10 here with 8:51 left to go in the third quarter as we await the extra point here by the Blue Jays. A fourth touchdown pass on the night here for Joe Krause and his 25th touchdown pass of the season. Here we await the extra point. They line up for it here. The snap is good. Hold is good. And the kick is through the poles and good. That makes our score 42-10. 8:51 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
Gary Michaels has beautiful new fall clothing for men and ladies arriving daily. Ladies, purchase a regular price item and get the second 30% off. New Brighton items reduced to half price. Men, purchase any suit or sport coat and pant combo at regular price and receive a shirt and tie free. A $105 value. Just in, new Johnston & Murphy shoes. All footwear now 10% off. Also, book your wedding now at either Hastings or Kearney location and receive 10% off the entire wedding party. Fall savings going on now at Gary Michaels.
Welcome back to High School Football, the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. That last drive was an 8-play, 74-yard drive, and was capped off with a 15-yard touchdown by the big wide receiver, Brett Meyer, for the Seward Blue Jays. That makes the score 42-10, the Blue Jays leading over the Tigers. They have first and 10 now to the Tigers from the 34-yard line as we are seeing people start to kind of file out of the stadium here, unfortunately, as that was a kind of a back-breaking touchdown there. The Tigers had a little bit of hope going into halftime. They were down 35-0. They cut it to 35-10, but now it is 42-10 with 8:48 left to go here in the third quarter. It's not over yet, though. As I always say, it's not over till the fat lady scenes, as that old saying goes. Here on first down, they're going to fake a handoff, and Swoboda's going to be under immense pressure, and he's going to be sacked there for a loss, a big loss there on first down. He gets marked down at the 30-yard line, so a loss of about 4 there on first down. That's going to make it 2nd and 14 here for the Hastings High Tigers offense. 8:28 left to go here in the third quarter. And if Hastings High doesn't score here and they allow another score at all, this game is the fat lady will have sung at that point. Here the Tigers line up at the 2nd and 14 in a shotgun formation. Swoboda with Carson Shoemaker to his left. Swoboda drop back to throw. And he's going to be under great pressure again, and again he's sacked. The offensive line just kind of falling apart here in these last two plays for the Hastings High Tigers. That is another sack. A loss of 6 yards on that one. That's going to make it 3rd and 19 here for the Hastings High Tigers offense. Third and 13, the Tigers face now after that sack. 3rd and 19. They line up in the shotgun formation. Swoboda in the backfield all by himself. He's an early candidate for the player of the game for the Tigers. Here he's going to complete the pass to Jacob Schroeder. He gets a block, and he's close. They mark him down just a few yards shy of the first down. A gain of 16 there on 19. Makes it a pretty easy decision here. I'm assuming Coach Shoemaker will go for it here on this 4th and 3, trailing 42-10. 4th and 2, actually, they call it. So a gain of 14 yards there on 3rd down. And the Tigers do line up in an offensive formation, so they are going to go for it here on this 4th and 2. Swoboda in the shotgun formation. Swoboda looking at the sideline, looking for the call. He's awaiting the call from head coach Charlie Shoemaker. He gets it. Now they have the 4th down play, and they're close to a delay game. Very close. The ball comes free on the snap, and Swoboda is going to be sacked right near the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a turn. And that's going to give Seward excellent field position here with 7:17 left to go here in the third quarter. already leading 42-10 are the Blue Jays. It's a turnover at the 43-yard line. So first and 10 from the Hastings High 43 after that turnover on downs. The second turnover of the night for the Hastings High Tigers. Now the Blue Jays will line up in their shotgun formation. Actually, the pistol this time, kind of reminiscent of what Adams Central likes to do. They love that pistol formation. Here, Krause is going to drop back to throw. He's going to throw a little screen pass here to number five here for the Blue Jays. Flag does come out. That's in the area of holding. We'll see what the call is. And it looks like it's going to be a holding call here on Ben Myers. It is a holding call. Brett Meyer was able to catch that. Ben Myers was the one who held. So that's going to be a loss of 10 yards after that first down completion. That'll push him back to about first and 15, as it is a spot foul. And the penalty's actually declined there. So they'll take the first down play with the Hastings High Tigers. That'll move the ball up to the 40-yard line. So that was a gain of three. That's going to be a second and seven now. Second and eight, they'll call it. From the 41 here. Not really sure why Coach Shoemaker would decline that penalty, but here on second down, we have an offsides here on the Hastings High Tigers. That's going to move the ball forward 5 yards. So that'll be second and three now for the Blue Jays. Make it a much easier second down. Still a little confused as to why Shoemaker declined that penalty. Maybe he's kind of waving the white flag. Not sure about that one, but 6:55 left to go here in the third quarter. Pistol formation. I'm going to hand the ball off here to Nisley, the running back here for the Seward Blue Jays, and it's going to be a gain of about a few yards, close to a first down, but they won't give it to him. That's going to make it third and one here for the Seward Blue Jays. Tackled by Ethan Hunt there for the Hastings High Tigers defensively. Here on this third down play, the Seward Blue Jays line up in the shotgun with two receivers to Krause's right and one to his left. He's going to hand the ball off here, and he's going to be tackled close to the line of scrimmage. He's going to get a little push from the offense. We'll see where they mark him down at. I don't think they're going to give him a first down. They will not. It's a gain of nothing there on third down, so now it'll be fourth and one with 6 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. We'll see what Jamie Opfer, the head coach for the Seward Blue Jays, decides to do here on this fourth down. It's way too far for a field goal and a little too close to the end zone to punt it as well, so it's kind of in that no man's land where they've been all night. This will be their third fourth down conversion attempt as they do keep the offense on the field. They're 2-for-2 on fourth downs here tonight. Fourth and one from the 34-yard line. They're going to drop back to throw. It's going to be a little hitch route. It's going to be caught here, and a first down down at the 26-yard line. So the little hitch route, they love that little hitch route on the far sideline there. That was caught by the big wide receiver, Brett Myers, 6'4", 180. He's a big boy. Big, big, big boy. They got a lot of big boys on this team. Surprised he doesn't play tight end. Their tight end is only 6'2", 180. Yeah, Brett Meyer out there at 6'4", 180. He's fast, though, and he's big. Nice target to have if you're a quarterback. Joe Krause lines up in the shotgun here once again. He's going to throw the ball here. It's a little screen pass here to number 10. Number 10's going to try to juke a couple of tacklers. He had some green in front of him. He should have just got upfield, but only gets about 5 yards there. Could have probably got a first down had he not done all the dancing in the backfield. So that's a gain of five there on first down to make it second and five as Seward continues to move this ball downfield. If they get a field goal here or a touchdown, that's going to give us a running clock. And like I said, the fat lady will have sung at that point. And at this point, she's getting those pipes warmed up. She's getting ready to start hitting those high octaves as it is 42-10, and Seward is moving the ball downfield. They line up here with three receivers to Krause's right and one to his left, and he's in the backfield with Gabe Nisley. Here he's going to hand the ball off to his running back. That's actually Davin Breeze, and he's going to get a nice gain there on second down. He's going to get a first down, a gain of six on second and six. Moves the sticks to the the 16-yard line is where they mark them down, actually the 17. So now they have first and 10 from the Hastings High 17-yard line. That's the 15th first down on the night here for the Seward Blue Jays. Here they line up in the shotgun formation. probably within field goal range at this point. They're going to hand the ball off here to Davin Breeze. Davin Breeze is going to get bottled up at the line of scrimmage. The ball does come free, but it was after the whistle. The ball came right to the quarterback, Krause, for the Blue Jays. He would have probably had a touchdown had that been a live ball because it dropped right into his hands, and he had green in front of him. But the play was whistled dead, and it was a gain of nothing there on first down. So it's now second and 10 with 3:35 left to go here in the third quarter. Three receivers to Krause's right, one to his left here on this second down play. The Blue Jays playing a little bit more conservatively here on offense. Still got a great offense, though. Even when they're not trying to go and score. Here they are going to throw the ball on second down. Krause looking over the middle. It's almost intercepted there. Krause's kind of throwing some errant passes here tonight. That's the second one that was almost intercepted. He has thrown one interception already. So now they faced a third down and 10 here from the 17-yard line. If they decided to kick a field goal, it would be about a 34-yard field goal, which is pretty tough for high school kickers unless you got a really, really good one. And the wind will be blowing right in the kicker's face. That's probably affecting it a little bit. The wind has picked up here tonight. It started off calm. It's gotten up to 15 miles per hour here at Hastings College. Here on this third down play, they're going to throw a little screen pass. It's caught here by the linebacker. He's going to be into the end zone. Touchdown. That will make our score 48-0. He made a nice move. Did Gabe Nisley. The running back's doing everything here tonight for the Seward Blue Jays. Running the ball, catching the ball, getting touchdowns, making big blocks, too, for their quarterback. It's been an offensive clinic here tonight for the Blue Jays. They are now up 48-0. They're up 38 points now. And no matter what the extra point does here, that will give us a running clock with 3:03 left to go as we await the extra point here by the Blue Jays. We have a final from Minden. Adams Central beat Minden 43-0. Here is the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. And it's blocked. It's blocked here by the Hastings High Tigers. So we keep our score at 43-0. And we will take a quick break. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Andy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Back here on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings, our score is 48-10. Seward leading over Hastings High. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines. That is, of course, a 38-point lead, so that gets us a running clock from here on out for the rest of the game. So that will just about do it. And we still have 15 minutes of action left here in the game, 2:55, and the clock is running. Hastings High takes over here, first and 10 from the 35-yard line. I don't know what it is about our ESPN games, but we've just had all blowouts this year. Maybe we'll get a good game eventually. Maybe next week will be a good game. We'll see. Not sure what game we'll be doing next week. Could potentially be Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. Could be Hastings and Beatrice. Hastings is on the road taking on Beatrice next week. And then a big one for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They're up the road from Hastings a little bit, taking on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals over there up in Donovan. Here on first down, they're going to run the ball with the Hastings High Tigers. We have a new quarterback in the game. It's Jarrett Sinek, not to be confused with Quinton Sinek. And he is the JV starting quarterback for the Hastings High Tigers. Coach Shoemaker really likes this kid. He said he's going to do a lot of good things for them in the next year when he starts after Swoboda leaves next year because he is a senior, Alex Swoboda, the starting quarterback for Hastings High. Here they're going to hand the ball off. Carson Shoemaker still in the game. He's going to juke a tackler, and he's going to get himself to the line of scrimmage. Gain of nothing there on second down. That's going to make it third and one here, third and two. Third and a long one. Minute and a half left to go here in the third quarter. Our score is 48-10. Like I said, the running clock is in effect here. So no matter what happens, the clock will continue to run. Hastings High Tigers line up in the shotgun. Sinek's going to drop back and throw. He's rolling out to his left. He's under big pressure. He's going to be hit really hard, and that's going to be a big sack. That's been the story of the night. Sacks galore. That's the fourth sack tonight by the Seward Blue Jays defense, and that pushes them back to fourth and 12. A 11-yard and 11-yard loss there on third down, as the Hastings High Tigers will be forced to punt it now.
Quentin Sinek into punt.
Not to be confused with his brother Jarrett Sinek, who is starting now, or not starting, but gets the nod here, as Swoboda is going to probably take the rest of the night off here in this 48-10 deficit they're facing with 40 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Seward Blue Jays get the ball back here. They're going to start this drive. First and 10 from the 35-yard line, as that's where it was fair caught after the punt by Quentin Sinek. Here the Blue Jays line up offensively in the shotgun formation. As the clock starts back up again, as it does take a little bit of a break in between possessions. But 30 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Seward has the ball up 48-10. Krause's still in the game. He's going to throw a pass here, still throwing the ball. They almost get a first down there. Not going to be enough for a first down. That's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. You're listening to High School Football. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right here on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. Warm aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Visit us at PTSRHastings.com.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines of Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. Here in the fourth quarter, the Seward Blue Jays are leading over the Hastings High Tigers 48-10. It's been a tough night for Hastings High offensively and defensively. Here, the quarterback for the Seward Blue Jays, Krauske, still in the game, and they're still throwing deep. And here it's going to be incomplete, dropped by the wide receiver. Number six there was the intended receiver. Carson Core, the 6 foot, 165-pound senior, wasn't able to come down with it. Although it was an incompletion, in case you're just joining us, since the Hastings High Tigers are losing by 38 points, it is a running clock, as is the rule here in Nebraska high school football. If you're down 35 points or more in the second half, the clock runs continuously no matter what, unless there's a penalty or an injury or a score as well. And here on second down, they're going to throw the ball here, and it's going to be completed for a first down out to the 45-yard line as they cross midfield to the Blue Jays. 11 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. They get down to the 41 or 46-yard line. Not sure why the Blue Jays still have in all their starters, as Hastings High has already kind of waved the white flag. They brought in Jarrett Sinek, the backup quarterback, over Alex Swoboda, as I'm sure he's going to get the rest of the night off. Here on first down, Krause is going to hand the ball off here to Nisley in the backfield. He's going to get to the outside. He's going to break a tackle and another one. He's going to be down at the 30-yard line, a gain of about 17 yards there on first down. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Actually, we had a penalty on the play, an illegal block here on the offense. So that'll push the Blue Jays backwards, and that'll stop the clock as well. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. That pushes them all the way back to the 47-yard line their own 47-yard line. As the clock continues to roll, like I said, the clock only stops if there's a penalty. That's why the clock stopped there. 10.5 minutes left to go here. Krause lines up in the shotgun. Going to hand the ball off to Nisley once again. Nisley's going to break a tackle. He's going to get across midfield. That's actually Davin Breeze on the carry. It's hard to tell number 9 and number 1 apart. They're the two main running backs for the Blue Jays. And it's kind of hard to see unless it's number 9 or number 1. But Davin Breeze is the big boy. He's the thunder for the Blue Jays. And number 1, Nisley, for the Blue Jays is the lightning. They kind of got a lightning and thunder combo in the backfield. And then, of course, they have the hammer with Joe Krause. Krause is a great quarterback, one of the best in the state. They're going to pitch the ball here to Davin Breeze on first, second down, and he's going to get across the 40-yard line. It's going to make it a third and about 3 after that carry on second down. 9.5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. The Blue Jays here line up on this third and 3 in the shotgun formation. Nisley in the backfield along with Joe Krause. .9:17 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Krause awaits the call from the sideline from Jamie Opfer, the head coach for the Seward Blue Jays. Here on third down, they're going to hand the ball off here to the running back, Gabe Nisley. He's going to break a tackle. He's going to get to the 30. He's to the 20. He breaks another tackle. He's to the 10-5. Touchdown, another one here for the Seward Blue Jays. That's a 39-yard touchdown by Gabe Nisley. It's been a heck of a night for the running backs here for Seward. That makes our score 54-0. As that does stop the clock with 8:56 left to go here in the fourth quarter. So penalties, injuries, or a score will stop the clock. And now the Blue Jays bring out their kicking unit once again. They're perfect on the night except for one kick that was blocked. It was the last extra point. It doesn't matter that much as the score is 54-10 here in the fourth quarter. Seward Blue Jays. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is through the uprights and good. That makes our score 55-10. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines of Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. The PlatteRiverPreps.com Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure and log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com and nominate your favorite Athlete of the Month. The winner will be listed on the PlatteRiverPreps.com website, brought to you by, of course, B&B Carpet. And we wouldn't be able to bring these games to you if it weren't for our great sponsors, Five Points Bank, Furniture Direct, and Mattress Direct, Russ's Market, and, of course, the Husker Power Products. And now the Tigers get the ball back here after that kickoff. It's a touchback, so now they have first and 10 from the 20-yard line, their own 20-yard line, 8:56 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Our score is 55-10. Hastings losing by 45 points here in the fourth quarter. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have the player of the game for you, which is brought to you by Coley Pipe and Steel. Here on first and 10, of course, they have Jarrett Sinek in the game now instead of Alex Swoboda, as I'm sure Swoboda's going to get the rest of the night off. Here, Swoboda's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be dropped here by the wide receiver. Or not Swoboda, excuse me, Jarrett Sinek, by Brandon Calvillage. He's a sophomore, 5'11", 145 pounds. He dropped the ball there. Clock continues to run. 8:20 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Our time right now is 9:07. Sinek lines up in the shotgun formation by himself in the backfield. He's going to drop back to throw here. And he's going to sling it underneath. It's going to be incomplete. Seneca getting his first little taste of varsity action here, not throwing the ball too well. He had a man open there, and he just kind of overthrew him. Now the Tigers are facing a third and 10. They line up in the shotgun formation once again. They got a lot of the backups in here tonight, a lot of the JV kids. I think it's all JV kids at this point. Jared Sinek is going to drop back to throw. He's going to throw underneath here, and this one's even incomplete. The only starter still in the game is Carson Shoemaker, the sophomore, the coach's son. Very good running back here, too, for Hastings High. That brings up fourth down, and the Tigers are going to jot the punting unit out there onto the field. Just 7 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. Not much to say about this game besides the fact that Seward just came in and dominated here at Hastings College for the second straight year. Last year they won 35-0. This year they're up 55-10. A lot of the same players from last year too. Joe Krause, Carson, all the wide receivers. I don't know. It's a really good team here are the Seward Blue Jays. Here is the punt. It's a high one, not a far one though. Does take a Hastings high bounce, and it's going to be fielded at the Hastings 47 yard line, so that is where Seward will start this drive with 6:43 left to go here in the fourth quarter, and already leading 55-10. Seward, a very good football team. They're ranked sixth in Class B, only have one loss on the year. They're 5-1, looking to improve to 6-1 now. Hastings High is 3-3 on the year, about to fall to 3-4 and 1-2 in district. Here on this first down play, they're going to hand the ball off here to Nisley. Nisley is going to get a few yards there, get halfway to a first down, get about 5 yards there on first down. That's going to make it 2nd and 5 after that first down carry by Gabe Nisley. Oh, actually, that wasn't Gabe Nisley. The Seward Blue Jays have brought in their backups now. Number 14 is the quarterback now. Gavin Sukup is the quarterback for the Seward Blue Jays. As this game, when that happens, that means the game is basically over at this point here. Sukup is going to keep the ball himself, and he's going to be sacked. Loss of yards there. Loses about 3 yards there on second down. That's going to make it 3rd and 8 after that 3-yard loss. Not sure if that was supposed to be a running play or if it was just a little bit of miscommunication, but nonetheless, it's a loss of 3 there by the Seward Blue Jays. We have a final from Minden. Adams Central wins 43-0. They improved to 6-2 on the season, or 5-2. Or is it 6-2? It's 5-2, yeah. It's 5-2 on the season, and 2-0 in district. Here on this third down play, Suckup is going to throw the ball, and it's going to be incomplete. That makes it 4th and 8 with 5:15 left to go here in the fourth quarter. As the Blue Jays will more than likely punt the ball now. We'll see. Maybe they'll go for it. I mean, at this point, you kind of just want to get out of here, right? But I don't know. It looks like they're keeping the offense off on the field. It looks like they're not going to punt the ball. Going to keep the JV guys out there, get them a little varsity experience. So here on fourth down, Blue Jays are dropping back to throw. He's going to throw this one over the middle, and it's going to be dropped. Dropped there by number 15, the wide receiver for the Blue Jays. That is Gavin Hamling. On the attempted reception, he wasn't able to get it. It was a good throw there by the quarterback for the Blue Jays.
Ball's at their own 45-yard line.
So now the Hastings High Tigers get the ball back after that turnover on downs on their own 45-yard line. As I've mentioned, Jared Sinek is now in the game. And there's 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter as we are winding down, getting close towards the end of the game. Hastings High is going to fall to 3-4 on the season. Seward's going to improve to 6-1 here on this first down play. The Tigers are going to drop back to throw. Sinek is going to be almost picked off there on that first down play. Going to make it 2nd and 10 as the ball falls incomplete.
Broken up by number 8, Boone Duncan.
It was broken up by number 8 there, Boone Duncan. For the Seward Blue Jays. Number 19 was the intended receiver. That's Nate Nordby, who is a 5'10 junior. Here on second down, they're going to run the ball here. And he's going to fall forward for a gain of about one to make it third and nine.
Trevor Sullivan
there on the carry for the Hastings High Tigers. Here on this third down play, 3:30 left to go here in the fourth quarter. The Tigers line up in the shotgun formation. They're going to hand the ball off here. He's got a little bit of green in front of him. He breaks a tackler. He's going to be close to a first down there for the Hastings High Tigers. They're going to mark him about a yard shy of the first down marker, so that'll make it fourth and one. And I'm sure Shoemaker will keep the offense out there to try to go for it here on this fourth down. And they do. Jared Sinek is still out there on the field. He has two receivers to his right, two to his left as he lines up in the shotgun formation. Jared Sinek's going to drop back to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be incomplete. So that is a turnover on downs on fourth and one. And Seward will get the ball back with 2:51 left to go. And all they really have to do is get one first down, and this game is over. As the Blue Jays just came here into Hastings College tonight and dominated the Hastings High Tigers. Number 6 ranked Seward beating Hastings here tonight. We don't have a final just yet, as there's still 2:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter, but right now the score is 55-10. And it's very unlikely that we'll get a miracle comeback, obviously. It's 45-point deficit here for the Hastings High Tigers. Be sure to stay tuned for the halftime show, or the postgame show brought to you by Coley Pipe and Steel. We'll have the player of the game for you. Alex Swoboda is an early candidate, along with Jacob Schroeder, who had a few nice catches tonight. Of course, we'll have a little wrap-up of the game before we get to the postgame show. As the clock continues to run here, we're at 2 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. The Seward Blue Jays line up in the shotgun formation here with two receivers to the right and two to the left. They're going to throw the ball here, a little screen pass. It's going to fall incomplete. That'll make it third and seven after that incomplete pass. Not sure if we'll be able to get Shoemaker up here tonight. We'll see in the coach's post game. I know he did have to get out of here and go do something. It is, of course, parents or senior parents here tonight. Senior parents night here tonight at Hastings High. So celebrating the parents of the seniors, as this is their last year here, obviously, at Hastings High. Here on this third down play, they're going to throw the ball on the Seward Blue Jays, and it's going to fall incomplete. That'll make it fourth and seven with a minute 10 left to go. Sam Schroeder was the intended receiver there for the Blue Jays, and it fell incomplete. The Blue Jays had a nice crowd here tonight for coming all the way from Seward. Got quite a few fans. I'd say about 20 or 30 fans over there in the stands. Traveling well, supporting their 5-1 Seward Blue Jays. That was the 40th pass of the night here for the Blue Jays. Here on fourth down, they are going to go for it. Under pressure is the quarterback. He's going to throw it over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. No Joe Krause is this guy. He's no Joe Krause. Joe Krause had a great game here tonight. If we did do a player of the game for either team, Joe Krause would be, it would be pretty tough. As Davin Breeze and Gabe Nisley, the running backs, also had big games themselves, but it would probably be Joe Krause at the end of the day. He has 25 touchdown passes on the season now and only one interception. The one interception came tonight, his first interception of the season. First and 10 here for the Hastings High Tigers with 35 seconds left to go. They're on the Seward 49-yard line. Here, the Tigers are going to hand the ball off, and that will wrap up our football game here tonight. The Hastings High Tigers lose this one to the Seward Blue Jays, 55-10. Hastings falls to 3-4 on the season. The Seward Blue Jays improved to 6-1. We'll have a recap for you right after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Gary Michaels has beautiful new fall clothing for men and ladies arriving daily. Ladies, purchase a regular price item and get the second 30% off. New Brighton items reduced to half price. Men, purchase any suit or sport coat and pant combo at regular price and receive a shirt and tie free. A $105 value. Just in, new Johnston & Murphy shoes. All footwear now 10% off. Also, book your wedding now at either Hastings or Kearney location and receive 10% off the entire wedding party. Fall savings going on now at Gary Michaels.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, Southland, Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The plumbing showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the plumbing showroom, both on West South Street and Houston.
Back here on ESPN 1550, welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. That wraps up our game here. The Hastings High Tigers fall to the Seward Blue Jays 55-10. Hastings High falls to 3-4 on the season. Seward improves to 6-1. Seward is now 2-1 in district, and Hastings High is 1-2 in district. The Seward Blue Jays went up 35-0 early on here. And then the Tigers were able to bounce back a little bit and make it 35-10 at halftime. And after that, the Blue Jays came back with the first drive of the second half and scored to make it 42-10. And then they just never looked back again. Our final here tonight, 55-10, Seward over Hastings. We'll take a quick break and we'll have the player of the game for you and the postgame show, which is brought to you by Coley Pipe and Steel, right after this on ESPN 1550.
KICS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Bonds Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Bonds Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Bonds Printers, 2nd and Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
It's time now for the player of the game on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here for the player of the game, brought to you by Coley Pipe and Steel. Our player of the game candidates, we only have two here tonight. It's Alex Swoboda for the Hastings High Tigers and Jacob Schroeder for the Tigers. So we'll decide which one of those two is going to get it, and then we'll give you the answer right after this on ESPN 1550.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, Southland, Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The plumbing showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street and East.
Here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, the player of the game brought to you by Coley Pipe and Steel. We're going to give it to Alex Swoboda. He finishes the game 12-for-17 with 120 yards, and he had one rushing touchdown here tonight for the Hastings High Tigers, and he is our player of the game for the Tigers, Alex Swoboda. So we will take a quick break, and then we'll have head coach Charlie Shoemaker for you on the Coach's Post Game Show on ESPN 1550.
You've been listening to the player of the game on ESPN. Our high school football coverage continues on ESPN 1550 AICS.
Shop Furniture Direct in Hastings. Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Beauty Rest, and Cat Camper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Post-game show is brought to you by Colin Pike and Steel, 405.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. It is the Coach's Postgame Show here on ESPN 1550, brought to you by Coley Pipe and Steel. We're talking with the head coach of the Hastings High Tigers, head coach Charlie Shoemaker. It was a tough game here tonight, but this is just kind of the case of running into a really darn good football team.
Yeah, I would say they're very good. I mean, they're in that top five, I would say. I guess I was just more disappointed that we just basically just got whooped, and that was disappointing because, we felt we'd be much more competitive in the game.
Yeah, you seemed confident coming into this game when we spoke in the pregame. I think those first two drives, they completed the big fourth downs, and that had to just hurt because you got them down to that fourth down where you want them as a defense. Fourth and nine, and I think the second one was fourth and 13, and you couldn't get the fourth down stop.
Yeah, the first series we fumble, and it just seemed like one thing after another, offensively for sure. Defensively, we didn't tackle very well. We didn't do some things right. They're obviously very good, and that's a bad combination.
And then with this loss, we talked in the pregame show about how your goal here for the final stretch of the season is to win 2 out of 3, and you still have a chance to do that with 2 games left. Is that what you're going to tell your kids this week, that even though we took a licking this week, we still have a chance to complete our goals and have a chance to get that playoff spot?
Yeah, our kids have responded every week. I mean, hopefully that's no different now. I mean, I would assume we're going to come to work on Monday and get better. So, Beatrice beat Creed earlier today, and they're obviously have some things figured out. So we're going to have to be ready to go next week.
Yeah, you're going to be at Beatrice next week. And like you said, the kids have been bouncing back all season. They've taken a couple of licks all season, and it sounds like you kind of expect the same for them to come back motivated for this week.
I wouldn't expect anything different. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a great group of seniors, and they're going to lead us in the right way. And, hopefully we can respond and play a lot better next week.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for your time, and good luck next week against Beatrice.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take one final quick break, and then we'll be back with the final little wrap-up here on ESPN 1550.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, Southampton, Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. It is the Coach's Postgame Show. We just got done speaking with the head coach of the Hastings High Tigers, Charlie Shoemaker. A disappointing loss here tonight. Like you said, they thought they'd be a little bit more competitive, but Seward is a darn good football team. I think we all thought it'd be a little bit more competitive, but they took a lick here out here tonight. And like I told Shoemaker, he told me in the pregame, their goal is to win 2 of the final 3 games of the season. That goal is still available. Just got to win out. Beatrice next week on the road. So we'll see if they can get that win. Of course. But that wraps it up here. The Hastings High Tigers fall to 3-4 on the season, 1-2 in district play. And the Seward Blue Jays improved to 6-1 and 2-1 in district. And our final here tonight was 55-10. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, and my producer and engineer, Scotty, back at the studio, I am Mike Spataro. You are listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550. Have yourself a great Friday night and a great weekend.